want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, hey, fellas.
Hi there.
I hate them.
I know.
It's a true story.
Here
he is. He's a neo-Nazi.
Right.
With one true enemy.
Robbie.
Himself.
Rob.
A man of faith.
Rob.
A man of faith.
Robbie.
And a soul of one heart.
Yes.
Viewer discretion advised.
If you change your mind, Mike, you can always text in a vote of support.
Yes, of course.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Seacrest and all the ships at sea. Now, even moister, Don Geronimo and...
Isn't that what you... Didn't you say we were moister yesterday?
No, you said... You had a comment about moisture that harkens back.
Yes, a moist towelette.
I gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Now,
huh?
You thought you didn't see me now, didn't you?
Thank you for listening. Don and Mike Show, everybody. Mike pulling out the Joe Tex right there.
Yeah.
I challenge you, can you name Joe Tex's other hit record besides I Gotcha, which is on the Dial label?
Dancing?
Ain't gonna dance no more with no big fat woman.
There you go. All right, you got it.
Joe Tex.
He also had a mid-charter called Skinny Legs and All.
Skinny Legs and All, that's it.
Skinny Legs and All.
Our tribute to Joe Tex. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday. 03, 010, 04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Oh, my. Here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. What'd you find? I gotcha.
Oh, it's on there.
I gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
You thought you didn't see me now, did you?
Yeah.
Hold that one.
Anyway, hi, welcome to the show. 877-365-3636, America, Canada, 800-636-1067, Washington, D.C., on WJFK, 202-432-1067. I would tell you, we normally don't do this, I would tell you why we're going to mention this now. Later in today's show, we are going to play a game that we haven't done for a long time, City versus City,
good,
where we get people to go to a phone booth, and then we see the city that has the most people with the most love for us, and people jam these phone booths in the past.
Right.
Sometimes in numbers of tens,
yes.
Sometimes in numbers of hundreds.
It happens. It depends. It depends on the mood, the weather, the day. It depends.
And today on the show, the prize for the winning city will be, first off, the winning city, when we do this, will be able, the crowd of people will be able to scream as one, "Hey FCC, eat one."
Mm-hmm. All right.
And one person from the winning city will win $500 in cash.
That's very exciting.
It'll be one of the first 50 people to arrive at the winning city. So, Buzz, I ask you now, as the most trustworthy person on this show,
yes,
to please write down a number between 1 and 50.
Okay, a number.
Do not tell us what the number is.
All right.
Do not tell us.
Done.
Okay. Now, Rob's going to come over and get it from you.
Mm-hmm. And then we won't reveal that number until later in the show.
Correct. And when we get to the winning city, and as the people do this phone booth challenge today, as you go to the phone booth and say your name and pledge your allegiance to the show, you're going to have to say your name and whatever your greeting is and a number.
Right.
For instance, you know, I go, one, I'm Don. I think the FCC sucks.
Two, I'm Mike. I love the color blue.
Oh, hi.
Three, hi. Three, I'm Buzz. I'm not wearing pants.
There you go. Got it.
Like
and
that.
Then when we get the winning city,
mm-hmm,
that city not only gets to say, hey, FCC, eat one, but the person with the lucky Buzz number, which has already been selected now hours before this event will happen,
mm-hmm,
will win $500.
That is a wonderful prize.
Okay, so that was just the way that you know that we're on the up and up with that.
Right.
I have another... every day on the show, it's confessional for me, and here's today's confession, and I'm not proud of this. Last night, I watched American Idol. We all did. We'll talk about it, but I think I went further than anybody on this show.
Uh-oh.
And I'm sad. I got to, you know, I have to now find...
I'm embarrassed for you.
I have to find an 8-step group. I really do. Oh,
I can't believe you did this.
Here it is right here. the secret winning number.
Yes, that's the secret winning number. It says so right on the envelope.
Rob has a secret winning number.
It will spend the duration of the show in a mayonnaise jar under Funkin' Wagnall's porch.
Okay, very excited.
Hi, all.
There you go. There you go. All right, that's for you, Tommy Newsom. Now, man, American Idol. I watch it. What?
I'm sorry. I don't know what where the ice came from that Joe put in the drinks.
Well, Mike, don't you know that there's lead in the water?
But
there's lead in the water.
Rob, take a whiff of this.
Washington, D.C., there's lead in the water. It's killing people.
Nothing worse than good whiff stale of ice.
No, I don't think it's the ice.
That's not drinkable.
No, I'm telling you, that what you have is lead ice cubes.
You could run current through that, and it would hold it like a battery.
Yes. What is that? Mike, this is a phenomenon that Washington, D.C. is facing, that there is lead in the water.
I heard the water smells rotten, but it's fine for you.
No, it can't be good for you.
Come on in and smell this ice.
On the news, every night...
Has that ever been said on this show before?
They start the news by saying... You have to boil any water that you want to drink for at least 10 minutes. And I'm telling you...
It's the first day I've ever had this happen. It's
because they're flushing the line.
Yes, we're close enough to D.C. where I think we have lead in our water.
Okay. No,
I think we'll give it to me.
Thanks.
Water.
Thanks.
But, Joe, what is your take? Mike is very upset by the smell of his ice.
This is all right. Joe,
what is your take?
Joe's like the mechanic when you go in and your car's going... And the mechanic says, I don't hear anything.
Smells like good old Fairfax County Occoquan ice cubes.
All right, Mike, would you pass it to me? I'd be glad to.
Well, you never smell anything.
Well, hold on. Give me a chance.
All right.
I have a sharp nose for bad ice.
I smell
nothing.
Refreshing ice.
Yes, of course.
Okay. I mean, I'm not...
You've never... Well, no, I've had you smell things for 20 years.
I would agree with you.
No, it's freezer burn and there's chlorine. This is...
I'm telling you, it's lead.
That's okay. I'll drink my beverage. You can take the ice away.
It's lead.
It's scary.
It's absolutely lead.
It's plenty cold, though.
It's very cold.
I don't want to say...
But it's just disturbing. I mean, when I say... Mine's the same ice.
My beverage every day has been full of lead. And I want to tell you, other than that slight problem when I go number one, I have not noticed anything.
Rob nailed
by it. Having lead in my water.
It's like a freezer burn chlorine type, but with a trace of something we can't discuss on the show anymore.
It's changed the color.
Cinnamon.
It's changed my color. I think.
People should realize.
I've gone to the doctor. I said to him, it's black now.
Well, yeah, and from the chest down, you're caramel colored.
But Mike, that's because of the diet of vanilla Coke, previously known as diet cherry Coke. But the ice in the cubes here, the lead in the ice, what it's done is...
Well, that cough medicine you drink will cut the flavor of any ice.
It's taking absolutely every bit of fluid in my body and turning it black. Black as lead.
Black as tar.
Black as lead. I'm sure that I have black lung already.
You think that the lead problem comes out here to our area also?
Oh, yes,
They tested the water in Fairfax City. I know that, right?
Oh, yes, I do. No, there's lead. Listen to this. Listen to me pour a glass of water. Look at that.
That's lead coming into the...
Gotcha!
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You tried to sneak by me now, didn't you?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now give me what you promised, man. Give it to me.
Come on.
Good God. Good God.
Hi, Joe Tex. Oh, yeah. We got to figure out a reason to be playing this song.
Now I referenced it at the beginning of the show. That's good.
Right, I know.
Hey, kiss me.
Hold it.
Don't turn it.
Hank's Look Around Cafe. Hank's Look Around Cafe. Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I could do that on beat. Sure. I could be one of those DJs.
A mixologist?
One of those DJs that doesn't really think... He thinks he's a DJ, but he's not a DJ.
Yeah, I mean, you're just trying to mix the best you possibly can.
The club DJ. Oh, so American Idol. Listen, here's the deal. We all watched it last night.
Yeah. I haven't watched it in weeks. It was one of the first times I've seen it in a while.
Love it. Love everything about it. Love the fact that they had the 12 people on and that they canned 4 people in the first 20 minutes. Love the cruelty.
And they did so in a real cruel way.
It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Because those 12 schmucks all thought that they were going to sing it. Well, and so do we.
And Randy really was, during that particular segment, Randy was the cruelest of them, especially to the girl that said, hey, you changed your hair, didn't you? Yeah, you got rid of those contacts, didn't you? You won't be singing for us.
Yeah. Wow. It was
that
nice.
Was really that.
The cruelest.
Yeah.
It was nice, and Simon was mean. Yeah.
Simon,
as
you know,
always.
I have to say, Simon was spot on.
However,
absolutely dead on.
He was right. Right.
Here's what I like, what I didn't like, before I tell you the dumb thing that I did. I loved the cutting the 12 down to 8 right away. I love the fact that we got to see these losers rehearsing during the week.
Right.
I loved looking at Ryan Seacrest and seeing, well, of course, I love seeing him anytime, of course, but I love looking at him and seeing those familiar big black bags that
bags
under,
that make, all the makeup in the world couldn't cover his fatigue.
That are forming under his Botoxed eyes because he's doing the morning show. He, you know, they fired Rick Dees so they could get the flavor of the month on.
So you figure he's getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right, to go do his stupid good morning, it's a happy, here's a funny sound effects show.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's got to go do
his syndicated television show.
And then he's got to go do this American Idol thing.
And he looked like he was literally, I can't believe you said this right before the show, because I was saying the same
thing. I said to Rob last night, I said, look at the raccoon eyes he's got.
He is so burned out, and he was so phoning in his appearance. He was so not into it. It was like, you know, here we go, what do you think? Okay, we'll be right back. Yeah, all right.
Can you imagine the way he must have looked before the magic makeup? And
well, that hairdo and that they put on him, I mean, he's going to look at that 20 years down the road and say, what the hell was I thinking?
Yes, and let's be honest about this guy. He's the metrosexual guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who, you know, you could put another host on that show and really it wouldn't matter. He's
no,
not,
you could plug anybody in there.
Not pulling the babes
not
in.
Violent.
And he's the flavor of the month.
And they're burning him to a crisp by putting him on the television commercials during American Idol. They are crisping mm-hmm. Ryan Seacrest.
And if he wants any help on this, reference Daly, Carson,
yes.
Who was the last Ryan Seacrest, except Carson Daly didn't get as much as this Ryan Seacrest, so now I'm looking forward to Ryan Seacrest, actually like one of those Disney animatronic robot things. I'm looking forward to him actually one week just
something
shutting down.
Rob wrote a good one here. Ryan Seacrest.
Springs and gears popping out.
He is so crispy.
So he's doing all that stuff, and he's so hot, and he's so adorable, and he's so
cutesy.
And the thing that I just find impossible, and I'm looking at the resume of Ryan Seacrest, is the word talent.
Mm-hmm.
That I agree, I'd say what Simon would say. Good charisma, good presence.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good-looking boy.
Very good-looking man boy.
But beyond that,
yeah, there's really nothing there. That's why he's where he is. There's nothing there.
Right.
So
nothing to offend, nothing controversial, nothing particularly funny.
Mm-hmm.
So having said all of that, and I generally still love the show and love all these new formats, last night I found myself voting.
How could you?
How could I? I'll tell you how I could.
How could you be motivated?
I'll tell you how I could.
To vote for that array of non-talent.
Because the first guy, the guy that did Littlest Conversation.
You voted for him.
The guy who danced like the retard.
The guy like looked like the guy from Almost Famous with a shorter haircut.
And I found out last night, as many of you AI nerds know, there's no limit on the amount of times you can call. You just have to be able to get through. And it reminded me of the days when I was a kid and I would call radio stations and try to win contests.
Uh-huh.
That it was that same thing.
Why'd you vote for the guy?
Because I liked him. Because I liked the song, and I liked the fact that he looked like a retard. And I thought, you know, maybe I'm so jaded on the entire voting process
right
in America.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
it was fixed.
American Idol? No, see, I don't think...
If they come back and your guy wins tonight, you'll know it's... you'll say it's not fixed.
I said a couple of weeks ago that I didn't think it was fixed, that these people just really are this bad.
But how pretty amazing how bad the talent was. When you think that they scoured the country.
Yeah, we're down to the bottom of the barrel, I think.
Well, see, the thing is, remember what they're looking for. They're not looking for really scary, out-of-the-box talent. What they want is Branson, Missouri talent.
They want the pop star.
Yeah, they
package.
They want a squeaky clean. You know, Simon said to that one girl with the I don't know how old she is, like 18, but she has the chest of a 40-year-old woman. And one girl that was just incredibly endowed last night couldn't sing, but I think Simon said to her, you will be a star because you're beautiful and you look like a pop star.
Oh, you're the one with the kind of the weird nose?
Yeah.
And
blonde? That's all it really takes now is that she's good looking.
She was easy on the eye.
She sure was.
But she had a funky nose. Was that nose, it looked
kind of
to me like
Owen Wilson.
Failed plastic surgery.
Oh, almost dear. Owen Wilson-ish.
Very Owen Wilson-ish. And then I looked at either the mother or the sister that they flashed onto. And she had a bit of the same beak, so it was kind of...
There you go.
It was kind of strange.
It's very... All the families that sit there and all of the friends are very handsome.
Well, the father of that one guy, the one lady.
The big fat guy, you mean?
Yeah, the big fat guy. Yeah.
Is there any grander joy than when they insult someone who's singing and then they flash to a parent? Yeah. I mean, I know it's evil, but man, it's great to watch.
So, got done with the whole thing, Seacrest out, all of that.
They all looked like they were in a bit of a mood last night. They looked like there was some tension on the set.
Yeah. So then I thought, okay, I like Josh or whatever his name was, guy number one. I wrote the number down.
Josh?
I called and I got the immediate busy signal.
I really think we ought to explore that a little further. I'm a little disturbed. I'm not only disturbed that you voted as something I thought you'd never do.
Yeah, I'm disturbed about it, too.
I believe you were, you were railing against
people. I'm disturbed about it, right? Yes.
It wasn't even like you voted for a hot chick.
I voted for the one that I thought should advance to the round of 12.
You know, if you dropped a vote on that that little blonde hottie, it would have been one thing. Or
no, Mike,
one of the more talented singers. But no, you voted for the pixie-like boy.
No, the little female. Hold on, I got news for you. Compared to the fair-haired red hair, the Paisley,
I don't know that guy.
The Irish kid.
Yeah.
This kid looks like Superman compared to that kid.
Superman.
Was your vote based in the fact that you just want more goofy dancing?
I liked the guy, and here's what I liked about him. He didn't like all these other dopey contestants to get out there and go, you know, you have no chance of singing a Whitney Houston song because there's only one Whitney Houston.
Exactly. They all pick Whitney Houston. It makes last night more than I've seen before some of the worst choices for material.
Yeah, I will survive. I mean, come on. Like, we've not heard that 1,000 times when you go into any airport lounge. What
right.
I'm saying is last night there was one guy and I call him, well, the
retard
choice.
Isn't that an Ocean's 11 song?
No, but it's a very but it's a famous Elvis song.
It's a famous Elvis song, but isn't it very most recently?
No, it was
associated. I'm just trying to get inside your head and figure out why you voted.
It was a hit before Ocean's 11. It's in a lot of movies.
Just trying to figure out in my own mind why you voted for this boy.
Themed to Las Vegas.
Ocean's 11 predated the hit,
but regardless, it's the boy I voted for, not the song. I like the song. But I voted for the boy.
So something about him attracted you.
Because he danced like a retard.
And your vote wasn't a goof. I mean, you were serious.
No, and here's the follow-up on this. The lines do not open until the show ends.
Uh-huh.
And I know this because I tried during the show.
You were excited. It's all automated, right?
This is how dumb I am, yes. And at 9:30, I started calling and got busy signals. I did not get connected.
Did you get obsessive about it?
Yeah, just kept hitting redial 1-866 whatever the number is, you know.
This is the first contestant you've ever voted for on American Idol.
Yes, and I got through and finally made it through the maze.
It's a great sign that you were having a hard time getting through. That means Peter Pan was getting a lot of votes.
So
that's right. You have to dial the specific number for him.
Like, right. So I got through, and then I thought, this is kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
I'll try it again, and I wasted another 20 minutes. Just sitting there, like, seriously, like someone who should be locked up in a rubber room, looking at my phone, all these memories coming back when I was 10 years old calling radio stations, going, eventually I gotta get through, redial.
How many votes did you get in last night?
6.
Wow.
How much was the total time outlay to vote?
About 90 minutes.
Oh my God.
About 90 minutes. It was after 11 o'clock.
He made an incredible impression on you.
Well, I wanted to, I wanted to see if my vote really counted.
Well, you'll see tonight, right?
Yes, I believe so. And I think I'm going to make the bold prediction that now I know each judge gets to pick somebody, but I'm going to predict that America is going to stand behind my selection, that America realizes...
Do you think America...
The guy is just retarded enough
that
we need him in the American Idols with all of these other people that really...
If this meant this much to you, I certainly hope the kid gets through.
Well, Mike, I bet the farm on it. I mean, I put my integrity on the line. I've mocked this entire process.
We have to get him on the show now.
And now here I am voting for this guy. And hold on. Here's other people who voted for him as well.
There you go.
Mike.
Yes, Don. Mike Baldy.
Hey, did you vote for the idiot guy?
Man, I was such a queer last night just like you. I was looking at my girlfriend. I was like, give me the phone. I've never done this before in my life. Give me the phone. I have to throw to the guy dancing like a fool.
You know what I'm thinking this is? This is like the Howard Dean movement. I'm not saying this guy's going to win the American Idol, but there might be enough groundswell.
I wish we could have stayed on the phone with that gentleman longer. I'd like to understand why he, too, was drawn to this boy.
Well, here's another guy, Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, I was just drawn in by his retardedness. I'm telling you, I've been on the phone all day voting for that guy. This is the first year I've ever watched this show. And I've just been drawn into him. I've been calling
all day. Did you see the guy dance?
At work.
Drawn into his retardedness.
Did you see the guy?
Yeah,
did you see him dance?
My God, that was so funny. I got up and I can almost dance that bad. I was just like, this is funny. I got to vote for this guy.
Well, this guy's making sense now. Now I'm seeing the point.
The guy.
Every break I got at work, I voted for this guy. I've been trying to call right now on the way home from work, and the line is still busy for him.
Okay,
so
thank you.
I'm trying.
All right, thanks. The guy dancing, the closest thing that I can draw a parallel to, if you've ever seen the Seinfeld episode where Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Elaine dances.
Right.
She's horrible. And this guy last night...
Just no real rhythm.
The thing is,
he had rhythm.
They told him during the week, you got to do something to really make us notice
something
you.
Special.
So I'm thinking about it, and coming... This is the best this kid can come up with, to dance on TV like a retard, and he made me laugh.
Well, he was also, when he spoke to the judges, he was go for broke. He said, I said, what the heck, and that was his attitude.
I understand the way this goes tonight, that each of the judges, Randy, Paula, and Simon, will get to choose one person each.
And then the audience chooses one person?
Yeah. I'm saying that I think that they announced the audience vote first. I think the retarded dancing boy is going to be America's choice.
Okay, and if he's not, do you think one of the judges will pick him?
Not a chance.
Probably not.
He's got to slip in there with just the dumb guy vote like me. There's got to be lots of dumb guys out there like me who last night were motivated to vote. Jason?
Hey, guys. Not only did I vote for him, I like waited till like an hour after the show to make sure I'd get through. And I called like five or six times.
You're amazing me. You tapped into some phenomenon.
And I felt like a moron every time I hit redial. I'm like, why am I doing this?
I swear
to God, I thought of you.
You're not alone.
Is this the same story? Thank you, my friend.
Wow.
Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing?
You vote for him?
Absolutely, sir. And I would just like to tell you the gentleman's name, the retard.
What's his name?
It is John Peter Lewis, the a.k.a. pen salesman, as Simon referred to him as.
Yeah, and that's another reason that I loved him.
He's a pen salesman?
No.
He looks so neat and clean and shiny.
He's a three-named guy.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got the psycho quality.
Could he be a boy of privilege?
Just like that lady yesterday, right, Buzz?
He
is not a boy of privilege. There's not a chance
Know whether he is or not?
Well, what I'm saying is, looking at him...
He's an everyman.
Looking at him tells me that there've been no fine refining schools. There's been no academy for higher learning.
Raw talent.
See, I looked at him last night. I think maybe he's got a little family money behind.
Oh, no, he's white trash.
Listen to you.
Yeah, he actually showed up. He showed up to the first audition with a short sleeve button down shirt and a tie on. He said, this is the greatest outfit I have. They said to dress up like Sunday school, and he did. That was all he had. He actually had jeans.
Tanya, the guy's a tard.
America. Your minions here.
Come on, America. Now, is it too late to vote for the guy now? Well, we're just one radio show.
If that other guy's still trying, still getting through.
If the lines are not closed.
So his name is Philip Michael Thomas?
John Peter
John
Lewis.
John Wilkes Booth. Hello.
It's John Wayne Gacy.
John and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, John and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, was that guy in the Lord of the Rings as a hobbit or what?
Absolutely. Hello, Steve, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, hey, guys, I wanted to tell you, I did not vote for that guy, and you're queer for voting for him.
Well, finally a little balance comes
hello,
in.
Hello, Eric.
Don, Mike, Buzz,
hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Bob is Los.
Hey. Come on.
Don.
Yes.
Right before my very ears, you and every last one of those callers have turned, let me put it politically correct, you're all queer.
All right. Listen, why am I queer? What's wrong with voting for a retarded guy? What's wrong? I'm not saying that I'm in love with the guy. I'm not saying the guy.
I think these calls came in based on that very last caller they called. You know, the one that knew his name, knew his history and stuff, and was
it's
kind of like,
queer.
I just can't stop voting for him.
Well, I voted six times for him.
Yeah.
You know, draw your own conclusion. I'm not a claymate. I just think the guy's a tard.
I think maybe subconsciously, I mean, on the surface you might say, hey, I'm voting for the guy because he was so goofy, but deep down inside...
Hold on, Mike, look at here. Joe did a search. Look at the picture of this guy. Come on.
Well, I saw him last night.
Listen, I told you.
Yeah, you're attracted to him.
No, if I'm going to be homo, he's not my type.
Yeah.
He is not... Right. You know who he's got a little of?
I know.
Yeah, that's like Clint Howard with hair. You know that's not my type. Now, if you look like Clooney...
I'm very concerned about this.
Don't be.
Not you as much, because you said it, and then the first guy...
Don't be concerned about it.
That guy that was just Mike, like, I can't stop voting.
Just wait until tonight's episode, when I am proved to be a sage and a seer.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, when the worst, most retarded contestant is voted on by America on American Idol. It's a gut feeling I had. I did it.
I'm gonna take you on your word here, mm-hmm. and say that you voted for him because he was goofy.
Yeah.
Which is really the reason.
Ask. Seriously. No, Mike. The reason I voted for him is that after all of this time being married, I've decided that I don't like women. And I'd
I'm saying some of those callers were cause for concern. I don't think they're all just, hey, he's goofy. He sure looks good.
Hello, hey, Mike. Don and Mike show. Mike in Utah. Mike.
Yeah, I got like 42 votes into this guy.
All right, why did you vote for him?
Well, first of all, he's a nut going to BYU. He goes to BYU of Idaho. And he's just crazy. He's going to win this thing.
He's crazy, Don.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Mike, he was. Hello, Kara.
Hi.
Did you vote for the retard guy?
I really did. He's got a face only a mama could love, and I just had to vote for him.
See, Mike, everybody loves the tard.
I know that everybody does.
Wanda?
Hi.
Hi there. Did you vote for the tard?
No, actually, I didn't. And you know what? I wanted to tell you the reason that I didn't vote for the tard, because let me ask you a question. When his CD comes out, are you going to buy it?
No, he's not going to win the contest.
Of course he's not.
But listen, neither are any of those other 12 schmucks they had on last night. So let's have some fun. Vote the guy who has the least amount of talent in. And
he's cracking me up. I'm just staring at his.
And the guy made me laugh.
He really did make me laugh because he was so goofy. But how about the girl, the number one
girl? Come on now, kids. Was he really that funny?
Get out of here. Mike, you made me laugh. Hello, Chris. We got a break.
Hey,
Chris.
Hey, Don and Mike, I don't know who's more queer, you guys for voting, or you for voting, or me knowing that you can only vote 2 hours after the show's over.
I believe. That's why I only did it for 90 minutes. Buzz?
On the John Peter Lewis page of the American Idol website, the question is posed, will John be the next American Idol? 2,700 people say yes, only 140 people say no. You've tapped into something. It's a mania.
Obviously, listen to these phone calls.
Yeah.
No one can take that away from you. You've tapped into
it. It won't be
phenomenal.
Until tomorrow. We'll have to see tomorrow. We'll have to watch the stupid show tonight. I maintain it won't be a victory if one of the judges picks him, because I don't think so. It's got to be America's choice.
But will you hold out any hope, even if he doesn't get on through America, and one of the judges picks him? Why am I talking about this guy?
He says his favorite American Idol is Forrest Gump in his questionnaire.
He's a tard.
Again, you've nailed it.
He's a tard. Told you, I saw the performance. Well, I thought...
You've tapped into something that I didn't even see.
Send this kid through. If it's my, if I got to spend 90 minutes...
You hear the guy voted 42 times?
Yeah, send the guy through.
Am I the only one when I saw him, I thought he was a friend?
Okay, enough. That's it on the American Idol.
Okay.
So watch the Cockamamie show tonight.
I'm about as excited as I'm more excited than when Clay sang for the first time.
And let's see if the tard gets through. And see if all, you know, thanks to those who right-thinking Americans like myself.
Right.
Let's see if we can make him somebody.
And I'll back up your tard story.
Let's just once again briefly go through the two choices you've offered me. Either he made me laugh and he's retarded, it's kind of a goof thing,
yes.
Or I've got some kind of serious behind-the-scenes crush on him. Yes. Would that be it?
I don't believe that for a second.
Or there's a mix of the two. I mean, not cut and dry.
Rob. You're right. You're right.
Oh,
because later on in American Idol, don't they have, like, production numbers when they, like, salute Motown?
They all come out on the stage.
Maybe this will crystallize. analyze everything for you. If
I'd
tell you,
I'd like to see a production number.
That last night, while I watched his part of the show, I was wearing a robe. I mean, I just got home from work. I was just unwinding after work. I just had on.
Frida, get me the phone.
Just a robe.
Dial.
Just a robe.
Dial. It's busy. Well, dial again.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, in color, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent.
Yeah.
From Independent International.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Taking you on a journey that you could not take on your own.
No.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You might remember, when did we have Joe Perry on the show? Joe Perry from Aerosmith? Was it last fall?
Last year, 1980.
No, come on. It was like, recently we had him on, and he was surprisingly, he wasn't really easy to understand, but...
He was sleepy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but we got the word afterward that he had a really good time. And remember?
He sent us hot sauce.
Yeah, and he sent us a personal note.
Right. I've tried his hot sauce.
And...
It tasted like that ice I had earlier.
In other words, you're saying it's fantastic because he sent us another letter. And the handwriting is, again, as bad. And this time it's not just a letter. We got a personal note from Joe Perry.
He's a nice guy. I mean, my God, what a guitar player.
Of Aerosmith.
Sounds a little bit like, Olivia Soprano, though.
The name of the new, the Aerosmith record is Baby, Please Don't Go. And we got a note from Joe Perry, including a note about the album. Now, the note that we got from Joe Perry, which just said, "Hey, Don and Mike, loved being on your show."
Right.
Got lots of calls. Hard to read. Very hard to read.
Yeah.
But that was a personal note that we got along with this new CD from Joe Perry.
Did he ever mention whether he can get his brother Steve on the show?
Steve Perry is not his brother, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think they're a different band.
Oh, damn it.
However, here's my whole thing with this. The record company has sent out a piece of PR as well from Joe Perry.
Okay.
A handwritten note on Joe Perry's stationery that goes to radio stations throughout America.
Play the record.
Now, it's my issue is with grammar and with handwriting.
Uh-huh.
That it's one thing in a personal note, and we've now received two personal notes from Joe Perry in which the handwriting is awful.
And we valued those personal notes because based on looking at them, we feel that it took a tremendous amount of effort to write.
Wow. So now this comes from CBS Records, CBS Sony Records.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine? They are sending this out. I'm showing this to you now, Mike, to radio stations. This is a letter that Joe Perry has written. And if
is the original and which are those both copies?
No, this is what
are the ones of the record company.
Yes, yeah, and the one that he sent us is on the same stationery just up on our desk upstairs.
Okay.
But the writing is just as bad. In the one that they're writing to radio stations, it says, "To whom it may concern."
Mm-hmm.
When we originally, and the word originally is misspelled, and what Joe has done is gone over with a darker marker to make the two L's at the end of officially, there are words that are written wrong. For instance, he writes, "To people who makes a living at it, and frankly, we have too much respect." Well, when he writes, "We have too much respect," he wrote T-O.
T-O, just
too much. We have respect, too much respect.
Well.
Two peoples,
uh-huh.
P-E-O-P-L-E-S, who make a living at it. Besides, we're a rock band. However,
you should have let his cousin write the letter.
His cousin?
Matthew. Your friend.
The drunk.
Right.
After listening to a lot of music, knows... The line between... Mike, just see if you can read.
Yeah,
this is now from the press release.
Uh-huh.
I've read it. I've dissected it. See if you can read it. Really try. Read it fast now. Go.
"However, anyone who listens to a lot of music knows that lines between blues and rock is blurry and sometimes non-existent. Both forms of music shake hands and embrace like the close fries. They make muddy waters.
See,
O'Neill said the Blues had a baby suz. They named it Knocked Roll. So at this end of the project, rather than try and page own one hole or categorize honking on Bobo, we just like to think of it as the new, I think that's Aerosmith record. Hope you have as much fun listening wing to it as we did, Mac. Hang it. All the best, Joe Perry.
Wow.
Perry.
Jesus. The record company sent this out.
Right. Now, this is...
That's the funny part.
This is the... Yeah, yeah. That's the part I want to...
Now, there are two things at play here.
He really wrote it.
He did. I don't doubt that for a second.
He did.
But I'm trying to analyze where that writing comes from. You could be dealing with lifetime rocker, spent his time, you know, not reading, writing, but making music in the basement. Or that early era of Aerosmith,
Ozzy,
when they just fried their brain.
He's got to be Ozzy-like.
And I think,
but
really, it's like that.
With the image that Aerosmith has now got going for them, that, you know, everybody likes them.
Yeah.
They do commercials and everything. Why wouldn't you, like, get Steven Tyler to write something, or even if you want to...
I have a terrifying thought.
Send out something from Joe Perry.
I have a terrifying thought. What if he is the only one in the band who can write?
What if he's the best writer in the group?
Yeah. That might be why he's doing it.
Listen, we cannot emphasize the fact that the writing looks like a retarded person. I know we're getting back again to my American Idol guy. It looks like... No, I think
actually, you know what? It was more like somebody who really has lost their mind, who maybe is a senior citizen.
Or, wow. You know, I'm thinking John Hinckley.
Yep.
If you were to say this letter was from Hinckley or one of the Oklahoma City guys, you would look at the handwriting and say, absolutely.
I don't know. Wow. You know, it's not quite to like a Tom Gavin level, but I know we've all seen stuff that was written in hand by Rudy Martsky.
Yep.
And that lends some thought to maybe it's just a lot of life catching up with him.
Well, either way,
it's very strange that that would be sent out by the record. Did they send us an advance copy of the CD?
Yeah, we have it. We have it. This is not like a joke.
This is the real deal?
This is the real record, because the real Joe Perry...
Is this their, like, R&B blues kind of thing they went back to?
Yeah, the real Joe Perry sent us... You know, it's upstairs. The note, which is equally hard to decipher, you know. Dear Don and Mike, loved being on your show. And then something about, had people tell me about dot, dot, dot. And then just real big on the bottom, Joe Perry. Your friend,
yes.
Joe Perry.
Who cares about the note? I think this record, I like it already.
Sure.
This he can do.
Here you go.
Man, when I heard him talking about making this record, what they were going to do, I got excited about it.
It's pretty good. The remake, Rob? Who did the original?
Them.
They're all covers, aren't they?
Yep.
Yep.
So anyway, don't hold it again. You know, my advice to CBS and to Sony Records is that, as you just heard, we're all in agreement. You probably got a big hit here.
Mm-hmm.
For God's sakes,
take that out of circulation.
Keep the pen away from Joe Perry.
Maybe he just loves to do it. Maybe he's on the tour bus and he loves to write notes.
Have they laid off the PR department?
See, again,
have they laid off the heroin is what I want to know.
Again, see, what you're saying was on the bus. You're even giving him the benefit of the doubt that maybe this was written like on a bumpy surface. No, I mean, probably on the sturdiest desk.
No, I'm going to go one step further. I'm thinking maybe he wrote that with his feet.
You know, it's one thing to get the personal note that's got the awful handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, that's funny. That's from the record company.
I've been making music, Don. I was in my garage.
Listen, here's the thing that I'm trying to find something that's not FCC related to talk to you about today, about our society.
Right.
And I found something, and it has nothing to do with food, although that's a big topic. You know, Buzz had that on the news yesterday with the supersizing, and that, you know, and we're fatter now, that it's the fat that's killing us, not the cigarette.
And how many stories did I have to see with Americans are eating themselves to death?
Well, Mike, you're going to, trust me, just like on the retarded guy on American Idol, you're going to hear about this in the coming days.
Okay.
Hollywood's ratings board has now announced that they think we need a new rating system for the movies. Based on if people smoke in the movie. Not talking about smoking crack.
All right. I'm sorry.
Or not talking about smoking weed. We're talking about...
No.
Hold on. Now, hear me out.
Well, I'll hear you out, but I'm mad already.
Yeah, I know, and this is why I'm bringing it to you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this is... You know, this is your government. This is the first thing you do. You say, oh, we want the nasty talk off the radio, that we want the nasty talk off television. And now, here we go. Just to make sure that no one ever gets any bad message.
Mm-hmm.
There's a group that's mounting the cause to get these ratings.
Right.
For instance, the movie Seabiscuit, which was rated PG-13.
A lot of smoking in it.
I didn't see it. I understand it was a girl movie about the depression and a horse, and Spider-Man is the jockey.
Uh-huh.
And it was a book.
I saw it, Don. I saw the movie.
Yeah, like I said, it's a girl movie. And a lot of...
Well, right after I saw it, I wanted to vote for all the guys in American Idol.
A lot of the... Mike, let's face it, it was... tomorrow I'll be proved out when the retard factor...
No, you won't.
...speaks. Tomorrow,
no.
At this time, when
not in this argument.
When the three named retard boy is America's choice on American Idol.
When your boyfriend wins tomorrow, it will simply cement the fact that a lot of men feel the same way you do.
And if in fact there are a lot of men out there who feel that this guy was funny, and that this guy was goofy, but that we weren't sexually attracted to them, perhaps the question
we might never have that question
perhaps
answered.
The question is not so much those who voted based on what they say and what appear to be honest action, but perhaps those who accuse. Perhaps those who immediately think of homosexuality, which is a sin, Mike. I know you know I take that seriously.
Wow. I know you do.
Dead seriously.
You're a crusader.
You bet.
I loved Seabiscuit. I hated Seabiscuit.
So it's Seabiscuit, Matchstick Men, Men in Black.
These are all big smoking movies?
Right. Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Secondhand Lions, What a Girl Wants, and 102 Dalmatians.
The cartoon?
The cartoon. Because
she smokes a lot?
Glenn Close smokes a lot.
You know,
so what they're saying is, for instance, 102 Dalmatians.
Stupid.
That would be to a PG movie now because
of cigarette smoking. Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous.
You go to a movie and they say Nicolas Cage is a bad guy.
Uh-huh.
That Nicolas Cage smokes in almost all of his movies. So for instance, the Gone in 60 Seconds movie,
great
movie where he steals a bunch of cars.
Right.
It's rated R because of language and stuff. Maybe you might want to think about bumping it up a notch in the ratings because it's just too much smoking.
NC-17.
Oh, smoking.
When are Americans going to and I'm a reformed smoker.
Yeah.
I'm a reformed cigarette smoker, and they say the reformed cigarette smokers are the worst. But I will tell you this. That we are all going to die someday.
Mike, there's
more. I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel about that.
There's more.
Not Rob.
There is a TV show coming on UBN tonight. The show is called Game Over.
Uh-huh. I've heard of it.
You've heard of the UBN network,
yes,
right?
Yes,
okay,
I have.
So, The Game Over. And it's about a video game.
Right.
It's loosely based on a video game. The people are CGI people.
Isn't Brooke Shields in it?
No, she's not.
No, all right.
No, nobody famous is in this. Like UBN. Aren't you going to say to me it's UPN?
What's that?
I keep saying it's UBN.
United,
Black.
Black Network?
Right.
Right.
Thanks.
Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Which is because I said like UBN a million times, and I know you know it's UPN.
I was waiting for Rob to grab the microphone.
Anyway, no. Here's the deal. It's a show that doesn't have real people,
right,
that has video game people, and it's a funny premise that the people in the video game get out when the people who are at home are not there. Anyway, here's the problem with this. Apparently, on the episode that's going to air tonight, one of the video game people, one of the characters, who's not a real person, who's a video game person,
cartoon, right, basically,
showed a bit of a buttock. The cheeky cheeks have now been cut from tonight's premiere episode of the UBN CGI comedy Game Over, because we would not want to offend anyone who might see on the UBN network a CGI ass.
Do you find that it numbs you at a certain point?
You know,
it numbs me. It makes me absolutely numb.
I bring this to your attention, all you people out there who think nothing's going to change and think, oh, everything's going to blow over in a little while.
Right.
Hold on. Man, think about what we just told you. Seriously, they're talking about making movies rated differently because people smoke or not.
We are in a very interesting time, and I believe that there are other countries around the world that are kind of laughing at us right now.
Kind of, yeah.
And even though we know that most of this stuff is crap, where are the people who are standing up to say this is crap? This is nuts. I don't see any of those people. And now no one's going to complain about this news, but just because everybody's in the CYA mode, the NFL has announced something. You know how the last 2 years they've had those concerts before the first game of the year? They had Jon Bon Jovi and then they had Britney Spears.
Yeah, the big opening day celebration.
Right, well, forget that now. No more concerts.
Incredible. When one person misbehaves, the entire class is punished.
No, so for those of you that like those concerts, the hour before the Monday Night Football game, the opening game, forget it. They're gone, too.
A lot of people might say we got what we deserved.
Go to a movie.
I mean, really, we got what we deserved. We've just been cruising around in this country just being stupid, and this is what's happening.
So go to a movie, but don't go to a movie where there's any smoking.
Right. We've been ignoring the fact.
In the movie.
We've been ignoring the fact.
Not in real life. I mean, in the movie.
That there's these little groups of people that are incredibly well organized that send the 200 emails to their congressman. They're very, very well organized, and the vast majority of us just kind of, you know, cruise along.
Let
going, you want fries with that? And we're being screwed. We really, really are. It seems like every day you've got another story about this.
There is because every day we as a collective society just keep saying, oh, well, these people are nuts. Listen, what I'm asking is, who are the people, who besides us is going to stand up, and I'm not saying this that we're great or anything, but somebody certainly with more influence than us has to stand up and say, listen, if Nicolas Cage is going to take a drag on a Marlboro in a movie where he's a car thief,
right?
Let it go.
I don't think you're going to see anybody stand up to this. It, because, you know what, the only guys that are being really persecuted, and I mean persecuted, are us.
And,
you know, really, when you think about it, I mean, they can be censoring, but they're really persecuting.
I would say that there is a group of people who have had their problem brought to the forefront, that are feeling it, or if not yet, they
tell
will
me.
Be soon. The baseball players.
You mean with the steroids?
Yeah. I think that that's going to rock baseball, and that's something that people should not even care about. You know what I mean? On the scale of what's important?
Yeah. Wait a minute, though. You're talking about a totally different deal there. You're talking,
no, I'm
about
talking
a
about
totally different deal.
Yeah,
you're talking about cheating.
No, here, but I'm talking about something that, again, in the national consciousness, should not be at the forefront right now with
everything. Oh, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I completely agree with
so
that.
So piling on, I agree that steroids in baseball or football are bad.
In baseball, the players that don't use steroids are the ones that are making the most noise about, you know, punish the guys that
aren't,
right?
Because it cheats the results.
Absolutely.
So if I'm in charge, I say, okay, that's a problem.
On the big scheme of things, though, that doesn't matter at all.
There you go. Okay. So that's the point. On the big scheme, all right, the baseball players are taking juice. We'll handle that. Same thing, you should go, disc jockeys that are saying poo-poo on the radio.
Yeah,
okay. We'll take care of that at the same time.
These are the two huge stories of the day.
Right.
And what about the...
And Martha Stewart.
The idiot. Oh, and hold on. How Martha could skip jail. At least there's some good news.
Oh, really?
Yes. When she's sentenced in June, she will argue that putting an important company worker like herself behind bars will harm the 550 people of Martha Stewart living. If she gets fired, she will lose her ability to make that argument. So now she has to go in front of her board of directors.
I didn't know that was a defense.
Well, she's down to it. That's the last. Those are the sound you hear are the nails on the chalkboard. The nails clinging to life. That's the last thing is oh yeah, all these people are going to go out of work. So now these people are having a meeting, and what they're going to eventually end up saying is, guess what? You're fired. We don't care about our jobs.
You know, the only thing, I was talking to somebody about this with Martha Stewart, and this would be the only question I would have about her. Do you think that this would have happened to her if she had been a little nicer to people?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Do you think it would have happened? It would have happened. You think it happened because she was so...
All the stories about it, her cold, heartless persona, that at least the image that everybody had.
I just think that... Guys, I hate to play this card. Huh? Jesus Christ, and now we sound like a real show, so we got to stop this. But it's why I'm buying it. Here's the thing, though. I don't like Martha Stewart. I think she's a bitch. I don't think she deserves to go to jail. I think that anything that she did... If a guy did it, they'd say he's a champion of industry. He plays to win. He yells, he screams, he has a temper, he treats people like crap, but God damn it, he's a winner.
The Enron guys are still running around.
I
agree with that.
He's a mover, he's a shaker.
They hurt far more people.
I guess my question wasn't that. My question was, because of, and I do agree there's a double standard in this country as far as women and men, the way that they behave in the boardroom and stuff like that. But
I don't even think she belongs in the boardroom.
There you go.
Would have kept her out
of
trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen, my partner, the walking contradiction right there.
No, you just contradicted yourself. No, of course I did.
But if she had been...
Barefoot and pregnant, none of this would have happened.
Hey, that's it. You know, maybe I see your point on that one. It just seems to me that she wouldn't have, and what I'm saying is, with all the people that testified against her, all the people that worked closely with her that allegedly, you know, didn't want to throw her under the bus, she was thrown under the bus by her best friend when I was listening to that jury interview, her best friend and her assistant.
Here's the thing,
those were the two people that had the most damaging testimony. Accident? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
There are guys out there that do stuff 20 times worth with
other people. I'm not talking about that.
With other people that want to set them up. I mean, hell, in this room, I think I'm surrounded by friends, but I got to think that, you know, if push came to shove, you could say what an ass I am. You know, if it came down to...
I've had plenty of opportunities.
I know you have and I know you do.
You know that I do what?
Say that I'm an ass.
But you're... No, wait. Now, just one second.
Here's what I'm saying. My point is that I think this happens even with guys, where a man will be vilified by the people that he works with, and that that a man will have people say to him, he's a jerk, he's an ass, he's we're glad he's gone. It's just you don't hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
She's a woman. That's my only point, is that I think it goes on a lot, we just don't hear about it.
I think it's necessary for a woman to play a different kind of game than a man plays, like, in the corporate level.
And my point was...
And the thing about Martha Stewart, though, Martha Stewart, I started reading, I would not have even noticed Martha Stewart, but years ago you started hearing stories about the fact that she was so difficult with people, that she was so rotten to people.
Right.
And it's the same thing, you know, but... This is complicated. Please hear me out on this because I want to make a point here without confusing anybody.
Okay.
I know the rap is if a woman is successful and she's tough, they call her a bitch. If a man is that, he's go getter. I've heard that argument. It's a standard argument. But I will submit to you that the people like Martha Stewart and Leona Helmsley go a little beyond just being, well, if she was a man, she'd be called tough.
They're mean.
You know,
hey guys, Jesus Christ! Listen, I let me just preface this by saying I don't even think women should have the right to vote. Okay? Let me just say this: I believe women are good for servicing our needs, and you know, and let's face it, they're the only way that we have to procreate. But beyond that,
right?
Even someone with my Neanderthal thought process thinks that there are guys just as bad, if not worse, than Martha Stewart. We've just not heard about it. I'm not disputing the fact that she's a bitch, that she lied.
And I will tell you also, there are zillions of women that are at the heads of companies that you never hear anything about because they do, they're tough and they don't...
Good job.
They don't S on everything.
I know
that. I'm just
saying, happens all the time.
I don't think Martha Stewart's probably in that situation if she'd been a little bit more, less diva-like.
No. Mike, you blame it all on yourself. She's always a woman to me. Martha Stewart, I hate defending her.
I have no idea whether you're defending her or not. I am defending her,
but then when I realize...
You're defending her because you want her in your kitchen barefoot.
No. I'm defending her because I think we should defend her, but then I get to the point in the show when we get too serious.
Right.
And I feel I must say something outrageous, like she's only good for squeezing out babies.
But just to go on the record, you're defending, you think she's okay.
Yeah.
And you're consistent with that.
She's a bitch. just like I'm a bastard. You know, I'm mean to people. I'm rude to people. I yell at people all the time. People that are not doing their jobs well. Yeah. I guess the deal is I don't know anything about Enron or whatever her whatever. I don't know anything about the stock market.
Right.
So no one's got a reason to come after me. I'm a jerk. Come on.
No, I'm not. I don't think you mean like that.
Just not as big time a jerk.
Some of the stuff I've read about her is stuff from a strictly management position.
Uh-huh.
Like managing this operation the way you do, you wouldn't do it to people. Yeah. Because you know it just would be bad business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, anyway.
I don't think she's done that.
There's lots of guys. Well, all right. I'll agree with you there. I'm a great guy. I'm not as bad as Martha Stewart.
But I get happy.
But there's a lot of bad people out there.
There are.
And most of them will be calling the show right now.
There are lots of evil people that are planning on calling. They're dialing probably as we speak.
We're ready to take your calls on the random rotating phone scan at 877-365-3636. Call now. Dial recklessly. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You look tired.
Yeah, I've been burning the bulb at both ends, that's all.
Oh, man, I know what you mean. I'm in the Fox movie right now.
Just try opening a restaurant sometime.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Winner!
Thanks. Look Around Cafe, creating their legacy. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Wednesday, hump day. Take your phone calls here. We'll be in Las Vegas Friday. Tomorrow, you should know, it's a truncated show. We got half a show tomorrow, so we can get the plane to get out to Las Vegas.
Right.
And, around the station. Are they running around the like a Chinese fire drill here? Because they don't know what they're going to run in the 2 hours of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Then we're not here tomorrow because they're really not sure that any of the best of stuff that we have is now acceptable.
That's the craziest thing about all of this is
meanwhile,
our backlog of shows that we normally run when we're not here.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, and I know it's the decision that the company has made, and we're cool with it. Meanwhile, Howard still has girls on the show doing all kinds of
right,
stuff.
Yeah.
And we got to take out. Mm-hmm. Well, for the, Robbie,
well,
how'd it go today?
Cameron told me there's been some sort of rules change or something over the past couple weeks. I don't know.
Huh.
So we're going through the best of and taking out anything that is even questionable. I mean, seriously. And
so what are we going to be, just running a tone tomorrow in the last 2 hours of the show?
Random thoughts connected by editing tape.
Deep thoughts.
We've gone to some of the older shows, which is good news. It's a lot of fun to listen to stuff that we haven't aired in a long time before we were... It's a technical thing.
Yeah, you're trying to be a huckster. Just tell me, what are we running tomorrow in the 2 hours we're not here?
You analyze Yom Kippur. We visit with George McFly.
Have all of these things been sanitized for listeners' protection?
Yes, they have, Don. There's a little piece of cellophane over them that says Santa Flux.
Fantastic.
Wow.
So we'll be in Vegas on Friday.
Yeah. I was really laughing today when I was listening to them.
If you listen to the show on KSFN in Las Vegas, we'll be at Mandalay Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we'll be doing the show.
Noon to 4.
On Friday, like to see you.
Oh, noon to 4 West Coast time.
A phone scan right here, right now at 877-365. 3636. Hold on. There you go. There it is.
Music!
Okay, here we go. Hello. Don and Mike Show. This is the phone scan. Hello. Phone number is 877-365-3636 from America. Canada, 800-636-1067. And D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. Hello, phone scan.
My boys, my boys.
Hey, oh my.
Oh my. Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, everybody. All right. We all know it.
Hi. Anyway, what can we do for you?
Two questions. First,
When you're in Vegas on Friday at the Mandalay Bay, do you know exactly where you're going to be there? I know it's a pretty large hotel. But
Robbie, where are we going
to
be?
It's in one of the conference rooms, I believe. But if you ask at the front desk, they will direct you to us.
Is it going
to
be another one of those Super Bowl kind of things where people might not be able to get in? It might be.
It could be, but you'll have to try very hard because we want to see you.
Listen, it's Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's not as tight-assed as the Super Bowl. Come on, by. Yeah, you'd be able to crash your way in.
I do believe the card that gets you in has Andrew Jackson on it.
Right. Second thing would be a question, if you please.
Yes.
If you could play Enya on your farewell broadcast,
would you? Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Actually, this week I went and registered on the internet to win a free lunch with Chris Cooler. And when I went to Don to be my guest.
Oh.
Would you do that? Yeah, I swear to God I wouldn't. I bring a tape recorder. Oh, my God. That's too funny. Now, Chris Gore...
You show up at the lunch?
Chris Gore is the DJ at WMAL, the right-wing DJ. Oh, and, you know, I'm finding out so much about him.
Rob, he jumped on that bandwagon?
Rob, yeah. The picture of him on the WMAL
website. Cross-eyed picture.
He's so cross-eyed. Yeah, he's jumped all over the indecency and television, and he's one of these guys. He's an all-time radio guy. Listen, here's my axe to grind with him. He stinks at radio.
Mm-hmm.
He... had an afternoon show before Mike and I went to the afternoon, and he's just never taken it well.
He worked with a really nice guy named Bill Trumbull, who could not have been a nicer guy.
They're a pretty nice team. And then the one guy got sick of him, and it was just Chris Gordon. And he dated my wife. Let me just point to that.
That's where it gets personal.
He dated my wife. And then,
does she still have that picture up?
No, that picture has been
destroyed.
Not destroyed, but it was given as a memento to my... best buddy, Rob Spiewak.
I have an entire complement of caricatures of many of the AM 630 personalities. All of them autographed.
So you've got to understand.
Do you have a warehouse somewhere?
Yes, I do.
You've got to understand the background on this. That my wonderful wife, Frida, of 23 years, before she settled on me, dated everybody. Not just in radio, in life, she dated everybody. But more specifically, she dated guys in radio.
And Chris Cooler was one of them.
Was one of these guys. And the guy is just a weenie. And his show now is right-wing and conservative talk. And I hate him, and we've had all kinds of fights with him over the years.
Well, you hit me to the fact that you didn't like the guy. And then years and years ago, we did some kind of TV show.
Oh, with the late Glenn Brenner.
With Glenn Brenner, where we got a chance to see those guys. I'd never met either one of them. I was crazy about Bill Trump. I thought he was the nicest guy. It really is. You know, when you're in this business, you're always kind of, you keep your distance.
You're wary of
others. You're wary of other guys.
Right,
that's the word, exactly. And then I met the guy you didn't like, and, he played the type so totally because he just was not a nice guy.
I just got to tell you a little bit of intel that I got at him. So I think the last time he was a topic on this show, besides the fact that he's cross-eyed on his radio station's website, would be... one day somebody called us and said this. He was crowing about the ratings, that he was number one, and he was, far from number one.
Right.
We called him up, and he wouldn't go on the air with us, but we were on the air. Anyway, what got back to me, and I've waited all this time to mention this, I'm certainly not one to advocate stalking. I don't like it when people follow us around. However, I just have to mention that he's very proud. I've heard from people at MAL. He's very proud of his... canary yellow Thunderbird. And quite often his attire includes bright canary yellow sweater vests that match his canary yellow Thunderbird.
God, ew!
This is just stuff I've heard from people who work at WMAL Radio.
Wow.
So having said all of that, you entered a contest to have lunch with this disc jockey?
Yes, it'll be a defense. I'm sure I'll win because not that many people could have registered, I'm sure.
Did you have to say who your guest would be?
No, I'll just
so it'll be
along.
A surprise.
I'd go in a heartbeat.
That would be wonderful.
That would be the meeting of all meetings. God. And the other backstory is that when my wife was going through this phase, trying to, I guess, sleep her way to find her, date her way to the best disc jockey in town. When she was involved with Chris Cooler, which was before I knew her, her mother had pictures of this guy in her house, and it would bother me.
Sure, it bothered you a lot,
even to this day.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Prius.
Hi, Mom, I love you, but. But she would have this picture. She had, and all the WMAL disc jockeys, because back then, you know, Frida worked in radio, and this
right.
was the radio station that old people listened to.
Sure.
So she had all these pictures. I would have to go into her house, and there would be this picture of this guy that, you know, used to violate her daughter in ways that I would, you know, I'm only imagining, but... but
did she...
I've never discussed it with her. I'm just
oh, you're
thinking.
You're speculating?
Yeah. I'm just thinking, that there's been a lot of stuff that was...
How long did she date him?
I don't even know. I've never even asked her long enough. Hey, Frida, if you're out there, call in. Today's one of the days I know you're not working. Although she was telling me her schedule today. Pedicure, manicure, you know, all girls.
Very, very busy. I'd just be curious about it. I know we've done this before with her. We've spoken to her about the
relationship. I think she dated him for over a year.
Wow.
But this was back when his eyes still jived right?
Yeah, I don't know.
When they weren't looking straight at each other.
Anyway, dude, you win that contest. I promise I go with you.
Definitely, I'll give you a call when I find out if I win.
All right, thank you.
Howdy. Robbie, I love you.
So the story with the pictures is in my mother-in-law's house. Is my mother-in-law is moving now since Les passed away, my father-in-law, and she's gotten rid of all of this stuff.
Right.
And she was wondering what to do with the pictures, and the Frida said, you know who would probably love those pictures?
Mm-hmm.
It's your best buddy.
Rob would dig that stuff. I mean, he collects stuff like that.
Perfect. Rob collects. Here's Rob's priorities, what he's looking for when he collects.
Mm-hmm.
Here's basically the parameters. Anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
They're actually pretty cool, though.
Do you have them up now?
No, I have them. I've not hung them yet. They're going to need to be reframed because they've been a little...
Yeah.
They're older.
Only the best.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Right. Don and Mike, East Coast Bob. How you guys doing?
Hey, East Coast Bob.
Hey.
Oh, the pictures also, they're tastefully nude. I don't know if they mentioned that. East Coast Bob! EastCoastBob.com. What's happening?
Get ready to come to Vegas tomorrow, guys. I'll give you a call from there tomorrow if you want.
Very good.
Outstanding.
Hey, I've got a couple of clips. You can either hear AJ Sapano crying for his mommy, Grant Napier trying to add two numbers, or Don and Mike on the Kimmel Show.
How about all three?
Okay, here's a little bit of AJ.
Okay. Mommy, help! Mommy! Mom!
Mommy.
Oh, that guy.
That's killer. That's great.
You're the greatest.
That's great.
This is a little Grant Napier. How about you hear that, Brady?
That was hard to make out.
Yeah, we couldn't hear that.
What was his error, though?
Oh, he's trying to add two numbers, saying he goes, Stojakovic has 33 and Bibby 28 for 51 points.
Okay, hey, all right. Well, I'll hear it on your website. What's the other one you have?
Okay, I have a mention of you guys on the Kimmel Show is Tracy Morgan and Kimmel.
Okay.
You better choose a side.
I don't want to say nothing about it in front of Don. Oh, Mike.
Yeah, I mentioned it to Don. I said, you know, Tracy ran into Mike earlier, and he didn't really have much to say about that.
But another Don and Mike, right?
It's got to be.
I was talking about Don King and Mike Tyson.
Of course. Well, but for our purposes, that works.
Yeah. You know, are we pathetic or what?
Yes, we are.
Did we both get a little excited thinking, you know, hey, it was really us? No.
All right. Hey, EastCoastBob.com. Great site.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, I'm going to bring some Larry King tapes down here if you guys want to hear them.
I am fantastic. We'll see you Friday in Vegas.
We'll see you.
Thanks.
Another great Don and Mike that you can always latch onto is Don and Mike Shula.
Or those old guys from 60 Minutes. Don Hewitt and
Mike Wallen.
Mike Wallen.
Yeah, right.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, me.
Yeah, you. Hi.
Phone's hey, down. How's it going? Good afternoon. Just have a question about Mike's Look Around Cafe menu.
Yes.
Do ye have a Reuben sandwich on there?
Yes.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Would it be a good Reuben sandwich?
Everything's good.
Hank's Look Around
Cafe. Everything's good in the Look Around Cafe.
All right. Fantastic.
All right.
Bye-bye then.
Yeah, that's about time. At O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas.
Bye-bye then. Hi, Don and Mike.
Brady's right now. It's going to be O'Mara's on St. Patrick's Day.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Hey, I'm Mike. Hi.
Hey, Mike. Long-time listener from up in Philly, man. I miss you guys.
Right on. That station, incidentally, is doing great without us.
Excellent.
Tim Sabian is, I don't know if you've read this in the newspaper, he's been promoted to genius of radio and Infinity Broadcasting because since he's taken us off WYSP in Philadelphia, the ratings have, how do I put this? And, you know, I've got my pride here.
I know. How do you put it?
The ratings have.
What have they done?
They've gone down a little bit. They've gone down a little bit.
Doesn't sound too good.
It slipped. It's
I get to catch you guys on my first favorite ride in from Delaware, and I fade out. Can you get up on top of the building there and just turn that antenna a little bit so it faces Philly a little bit?
Yeah, you know, in Philly, you can almost get 105.7 out of Baltimore,
absolutely,
can't you?
Yeah.
Just about.
Get it.
All right, love you guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Take care.
Yeah, that's big radio news that's been overshadowed by all of this FCC stuff. Fact that...
Yes, the ratings have gone down since we were taken off.
Up WYFA.
Thought we'd point that out.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Ballers?
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, have you, Don, ever been the rat... behind the wrath of Omera freaking out?
Have I ever been behind the wrath of Omera freaking out? In what regards? I mean, yes, Mike has freaked out at me before.
Do you have in mind?
Sure.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is, you know, you guys are talking about Martha Stewart being mean.
Yeah.
Is he that way, too?
Is Mike mean?
Are you asking me or Don?
I'm asking Don about...
About me.
Mr. Omera, yeah.
About me, all right. I'm not sure I understand the question.
What's the deal? You want to know what about Mike?
Has he ever freaked out on you, Don?
No!
Yes, he has.
Shut up!
Yes, he has, in many ways, personal and private.
Okay.
Constantly.
I picture him as that kind of person.
You're dead on accurate.
Man. You're right. He's a firecracker. He's ready to explode at any moment.
But let's be honest. Only 10 or 12 times has it actually gotten physical.
Oh.
What's your nickname?
And I've lost every time.
Super freak.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Take him home to mother.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thank you.
And Buzz?
Yes?
Dude, you're like awesome.
Hello. Don and Mike. Phone scan. Hello.
Yo, Don and Mike. Check it out.
Hi.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
For Mr. Mike O'Mara, actually.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know if O'Mara's bar and pub is going to be a safe haven for underage alcohol consumption.
Hey, look around,
absolutely
cafe.
Not.
No. Okay, I mean, while I myself am over 21,
right,
I'd like
on
to...
this guy, please.
Okay, Mike.
God.
FakeID.com. I'll meet you there.
Oh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, did Frida put out when she was dating that other radio guy?
I'm guessing that she did, sure.
I mean, how do you feel about getting sloppy seconds in?
It didn't stop her with the other guys.
All right. Okay.
You
anybody else
with...
that she dated famous?
Pardon me?
Anybody else that she dated in the radio business?
Bobby-O.
She dated Steve Kingston.
Oh. Like, was it Rob or anything?
No. Johnny Dark got to third base with her.
Really?
Yeah.
And, right,
Well, I mean, are you going to talk about every? But she dated a lot of famous people.
Well, not radio. Sounded like she was a very radio groupie or
who? Shut up.
Radio groupie.
God. Doesn't get it. No, she's not a radio groupie.
Willard.
Yes. Willard Scott, right. She had a long-term relationship with Willard Scott.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
And Ed Walker.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Maggie. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I'm calling because I am a true devoted believer.
You're a true believer.
In Martha Stewart. I love her, and
right.
I think she was prosecuted because
right.
she was a woman
right.
and because she was a bee, and, you know.
Say the word, darling.
I can?
I dare say that you've been called it yourself. A bitch.
And you
think I have?
You admire that?
No. But you know what? I actually haven't. I'm actually very nice.
All right. Well, what's your point again?
But my point is that I think she was really prosecuted because she was female, because she was successful, because she made other people feel bad.
This is why women should not be allowed to.
She was a bitch.
Enron.
Hold on. Who's
on the other line?
Who is the guy on the phone?
Is walking around.
Oh, hold on. I got two
Wyatt.
Lines going.
Wyatt.
Out of
Wyatt.
People.
She was a bitch.
Hold on. I got two lines. Who's on the other line? Who's on the guy? Who are you?
Yeah, it's the radio groupie guy.
Oh, the radio. Okay, listen. To answer your question, I should have hung up on you.
Yeah.
No, my wife was not a radio groupie. She just had
a
relationship with anywhere between 3 and 100 radio guys.
Leafs.
It was about 3. See, Go Leafs. Oh, from Canada.
Right
on, Go Leafs. Okay, anyway, now back to you.
Ma'am?
Lady, did you...
Wait, I'm sorry, what was your name, sir?
He's gone. It doesn't matter.
Ma'am?
No, really, what was your name?
No, he's gone.
He's gone. Ma'am, you're the last person on the phone, Scan.
All right,
and you've won the Applebee's gift certificate. A $50 gift certificate at Applebee's, but here's the deal. You can only order foods that start with the letter C. Okay, so that means cantaloupe. I'm not being mean.
He's giving you a prize. How could he be mean? How could he be mean?
Cantaloupe, have cucumbers.
Chicken, Creole, Cajun.
You know what? I'm correct.
And that's another C word.
Cauliflower.
You won a $50.
I hate cauliflower.
You've won a $50. See, you are a bitch. You
won a... I am not a bitch.
No, yes, you are.
I'm totally
not a bitch. You know what else Applebee's will do?
Ask me some questions if you think I'm a bitch.
Applebee's will also save you a parking spot. It'll say right up front, save for a bitch on wheels.
You know what? Ask me some questions. I am totally not a bitch.
No, I don't want to ask you questions.
Honey, why not?
Applebee's car side is now to go, available at your neighborhood Applebee's. Enjoy yourself. And please, try to get over yourself. We're just having fun.
Yeah, I'm having fun too. I'm just saying.
Plenty of parking for your broom.
Martha Stewart.
What was that, bitch?
I see.
You almost responded to it, didn't you? You almost did.
You know what? $50 is enough for her and her two sisters as they stand around the cauldron.
We're just having fun, ma'am. You know, that's what we do.
That's right.
I know that's what you do, and I was trying also to get in the fun. But
you can't just because you're a bitch.
You can't. It's impossible for you to get in the spirit of the fun
because you're a bitch.
Why is that?
No, it's what's possible for you is to make an incredible potion.
Is it also possible to try desperately once again to bring the conversation back to you every time it nears completion?
Rob.
Is that possible?
Rob.
Helga?
Rob. Darling.
Rob, you know what?
What?
I know you're a hatred of people.
No, you might be
overstating. Certainly a hatred of people that are not.
A hatred? What do you mean you're a hatred of people? What does that mean? What does that word mean?
Well, I mean, he likes Nazis.
Oh, yes, he does. That's true. That's right.
But
we can't get anything past you on this show, can we?
Then he doesn't
get
everybody.
But then I would get in as the Deutschfolge that I'm, you know, majorly German. So
you're a German?
Oh, there
you go.
No,
I'm not totally German.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's all coming
totally,
through.
Totally German.
Hello, Fraulein.
Oh, and half Irish.
Half German,
Irish,
half Irish.
Mike, you got to get with me. You know, John, God knows what you are.
Yeah,
God knows what. You know what I am? I'm the sucker that's still giving you the prize, you dumb bitch.
And yet another attempt is made to prolong her time on the air.
Yeah.
You know what? I like talking on the radio.
Of course you do. Yeah. Let me ask you.
Yes.
Your husband, is there one?
I'm getting divorced.
Oh, imagine. God, I was sure of that than I was of the guy winning on American Idol tomorrow night.
What possibly could have gone wrong?
So you're saying that he left you?
Yes, he did.
Ah,
left you, huh?
Why did he leave you?
Well, we didn't really.
Right? Did you talk to him the way? Did you talk to him the way you're talking to us? And I'm assuming you like us, right? Because you like our show, right?
I talked more or less. Yes, the same way.
Category number four: mental cruelty.
So, how long ago did he leave you, honey?
We got separated in June, and the divorce. My attorney is retarded. And so
have you found another another man?
No.
See, this is what you need. In the old days, I tell you, you need a shot of something. But really, I think you need to go to the deli. You need to go to the beef section. You need some meat in your diet. I really think so. I feel bad for you. I'm sorry. Now, the guy.
Yeah, you seem like you're very tense.
The guy when he left you. And
you think I'm tense?
Well, I know you're tense and angry. Yes.
Let me just say I can't blame him. I'm running behind schedule here, but I'm going to leave you in a moment as well. But I still feel bad for you, and I think that perhaps there's a man whore out there somewhere who could,
you'd like to hook her up,
who could perhaps lift you out of this funk, but could put a smile on those cracked. Ellipses.
Do you mind sharing with us the celebrity you most resemble?
And then you could be off to Applebee's where you and your gigolo could enjoy a plate of baked potato skins. And
who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, I don't think it's a TV show you guys would watch.
Go ahead. We'll shoot it right away.
West Wing.
West Wing. Duh, why wouldn't we watch that? Because we're dumb disc jockeys.
Stockard Channing?
No.
Martin Sheen?
No, I look like, Donna.
Like Donna. Yeah, who, no,
Josh Lyman.
The blonde secretary.
I bet you look like CJ. You look like CJ. How about this? What, are you surprised that I know who CJ is? That I would know that the big, tall ostrich lady who's the press secretary is CJ? Are you surprised that we all know that? Because we all watch The West Wing just because we don't talk about it.
Allison Janney, Don.
Right. You crazy bitch.
I don't look like Allison Janney.
Yes, you do.
It's Janelle Maloney.
Yes, you do.
That's correct.
Yes, you do. And that's
I
why,
look like Janelle Monáe.
That's why he left you. He said, you look like CJ from the West Wing.
No.
And I saw that
that's
episode.
That's not true.
Hey, listen, the comedy's not wasted on me. I saw the episode last week where they had CJ sitting next to Big Bird when Stockard Channing was going to film a thing. Did you see
it? You know what? I missed it. But honest to God, people have told me numerous times.
Hold on. Your husband is on line three right now. He's saying, please, guys, hang up on her. Your husband's on the line. Your husband's on the line.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
So this whole thing started with you defending Martha Stewart.
I know, and then somehow it descended into this.
Descended. But you know what's funny is she really doesn't care about Martha Stewart.
No, she just wanted to get on the radio.
Exactly. No, I do
That's
care about
I love
Martha
her.
Stewart
Martha doesn't care about
her.
I love you, darling. What city are you in?
Alexandria.
So you're in Virginia.
Yeah.
Perhaps my wife
would...
That's
a delightful suburb of Washington, D.C.
Perhaps my wife would allow me... You know, I take my marital vows very seriously, but perhaps she would allow you to be an offering.
Oh, you mean like much like Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah,
after 20-some-odd years, your wife would allow you to have a relationship with this woman?
Except it's not that I want to have a relationship. I think she needs... honey, I think you need a man, and I'm afraid that you need a man who has the quirky unsensibility that I have.
Don, you know what the problem with that is? I need more than 20 seconds.
Of course you do. She goes right to the bedroom.
Of course you do. Well, that's where I was going, too.
You're tough, lady. You're tough.
Let me tell you something,
mean,
though.
Like
you know what that is? That's like 20 seconds on the Incredible Hulk ride. You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's 20 seconds.
It's 20 seconds.
But you know, 20 seconds is 20 seconds.
That leaves, you know, honey, that makes you want to vomit. Your heart is in your throat.
But you know, if you...
Well, I know with this lady...
It really doesn't make me want to vomit.
With this lady, you got to wait. You got to wait for leap year.
Can't,
how long that would take?
Can't imagine doing. Can you imagine? You got one of those hats on, one of those one of those hats that they have the underground guys working with.
Right.
Light up there like a miner's hat.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, this lady, it wouldn't be just putting the coffee in the coffee maker. You'd have to go to Columbia and pick the beans.
Okay, tell me, how's that feel? You like that? How's that feel? How's it? Wow, I can't seem to. I've got my biggest mallet out.
I guess
it would depend on where you're hitting me.
I tell you, we're getting ready for this coffee. It just won't percolate.
On the bright side, 20 seconds with her would seem like all night.
Listen, you're delightful. You're wonderful.
Delightful.
You're simply charming, man. You're a great caller. And please enjoy your time at Applebee's.
Okay.
Now, I'm getting the feeling you're not satisfied with the end of this conversation.
Well, I feel like... You're asking me to let it go, so
would
I'm going
like,
to let it go. I'm not like other callers that...
Would you like to get the last word in for us?
Certainly.
Would you like to get it? We'll give you a dig at us.
No, I have no... Why would I need
you're
to get the last word?
You're certainly not like other callers.
Well, not the last word, but I mean, is there anything you'd like to say before, you know, because we got to put you on hold, and then you could just make your, you know, little statement, and then we just move on.
No, I mean, I love you guys.
Very good.
That's where it ends.
Abandoned again.
Oh, dear. That's where it ends.
You're all Buzz. Hey, Buzz is the cruelest comment of all.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show. Always the exception to every rule ever made. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I got a list here of affiliates. I'm not sure how many of them are actually... Well, I'm pretty sure that we have 45 stations running the show now.
45? Those are ones that you're sure about?
Yeah. We may have as many as 56.
But we don't know.
Well, what I'm doing now is taking the time in my off hours to... actually contact each radio station individually.
Find out
that's on
running.
My list.
Yeah.
To say, do you run the Don and Mike Show?
Somebody has
what
to.
What time do you run it?
Oh.
I've come up with...
How many have you made it through?
Well, I've made it through... let me see. Today I called... It's been a project over the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I called 10, then I called 10, I called 20, I've called 40, I've called 60, I've called... That's a pretty good ratio for the show.
Yeah.
I've called 57 stations.
Right.
41 of them are still running the show. I've still got about 10 more stations to get to. I bring this up because I have an updated list here, and we're going to do the Phone Booth Olympics on today's show.
Yeah. Very good.
And one person at one of these cities that loves us the most will be able to win $500 with Buzz Burbank's secret lucky number.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
And the members of that city will be able to raise their hands and say in unison over a payphone, AFCC, eat one.
Yes.
that's coming up, so stay tuned. And if you're in one of these cities we broadcast to and you're hearing us, and you want to be a captain for your group, find a payphone.
Yeah. A captain like Paulie Walnut.
Good location.
Find a payphone. Right. Yeah. Find a payphone, right, right, Paulie?
Just get out to the phone, Christopher.
there seems to be a real fascination recently with UFOs.
Yes.
And I'll start with you, Mike. And that what was it that you heard in your backyard? A tomcat?
No, Don. They were aliens from another planet.
No, you said they were aliens, and it was just a cat in heat.
No, it was actually, you're confused. I heard aliens in my backyard when I was a tomcat.
And then we had the lady on the show this week who went into space, but not really into space. She went up in a rocket.
Yes,
in Russia.
She flew 85,000 feet to the edge of space.
Right.
And I thought that was fixed.
So today we've got Steve Bassett. He's a UFO activist.
Huh?
Of course he is.
And he says that...
he's a space hound.
Yeah, UFO contact is overtaking gay marriage as the big issue.
Hmm. Wow.
Uh-huh. We've been talking all about the big issues, gay marriage, naughty DJs, Janet Jackson's breasts.
Do you believe?
Smoking in the movies. Do I believe what?
In UFOs.
Do I believe in them? I'm looking at one right now.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
Do you believe Buzz is from another planet?
Yes, I do.
I believe very much in UFOs.
I used to.
I believe in extraterrestrial life.
I don't either. I used to when I was into Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I got three non-believers here. I'm the only one.
Here's the thing.
I wanted to believe.
I believe it. But my beliefs are now based in Star Trek. I believe that, yeah, there is life out there, but they're looking at us right now. We're too stupid.
Yeah.
This is Steve. Can I help you?
Steve, this is Don and Mike. How you doing, dude?
Hey, Don. I'm doing just fine.
Now, Steve is a UFO activist, and Steve... you think that UFO and the fact that they're out there, this is bigger than gay marriage, right?
Yeah, that's what they wrote in that press release that came out of San Diego, yeah. That's not what I said.
Well, what did you say so we can decide if we want to keep you on the show?
It's a major political issue that's about to, I think, blow out. It's going to explode.
Now, you say why? You say in the next 4 years, you think this issue of UFO, you think something's going to happen, something's going to be proven, we're going to have something revealed to us? What is your point here?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
It happened a lot sooner than 4 years. It could happen this year. Hmm. It's real simple. There's ETs, there's extraterrestrial presence. The government knows about it, has known about it for 57 years.
Robbie, where's
hasn't told us.
We need the cuckoo sound effect.
But pressure has been mounting from a lot of sources to end that cover up and come out and say, look, yeah, we got them. We know about them. Don't worry about them. That process is called the politics of disclosure. It's been underway for about 10 years.
Hey, slow down, Steve. Are you sweating, my friend? It sounds to me like you're really you're working up a lather there.
Yeah, get a little hyperventilated.
A little hyperventilated.
Do you really say that President Bush is planning to reveal the truth about UFOs and extraterrestrials on this planet?
I think it's under consideration in the administration, yes.
I mean, every U.S. president for 57 years has known that there are ETs?
Some have known more than others. Recently, the Republican president...
Dude, are you saying that Men in Black is true?
Absolutely. The movie is completely true.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
As far as I'm concerned, this interview is over. I have no further questions. I'm out. I'm ready to turn over all of my cards. Say this guy's a loon.
Well, let him present his hard evidence first.
Look, the Paradigm Research Group is holding a big conference in April, April 16th through 18th, called the X Conference, Exopolitics Expo.
Right.
And it's out of the Hilton Gaithersburg. The public can come out open. We got 25 speakers coming in from.
Do you live with your mom?
What now?
Do you live with your mom?
No.
You don't? Good. She's passed on.
You've never been institutionalized?
Never.
Are you married?
No.
Ever been?
No.
Like girls?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so how old are you?
57.
57, so you're a confirmed bachelor.
You ever work?
It's starting to look that way.
You ever work in the church?
No.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
A taller Richard Dreyfuss.
Dreyfuss.
There you go.
Not bad.
And these aliens, these ETs, as you were, that are walking among us.
Not among us.
I'm not confident about that, but they're up in the sky. People have been seeing them for quite a while. You know about that. Look, let me ask you fellas. Do either one of you think that all these sightings that we've been having for yes. 5 decades are involved ETs?
No.
Nope?
No.
Okay.
No, I do not.
About half the American public, though, thinks they are. And
well, that half is wrong, sir. What is the best piece of evidence you can offer?
Oh, in the last 6-7 years, about 50 members of our own government, military, Air Force, Army, some intelligence people, uh-huh. have been coming forward and spilling the beans.
Really? Who are these people?
Colonels, captains, generals,
pilots. Can you name
pilots.
Them? Colonel Sanders,
Colonel
Captain Crunch.
Lieutenant Colonel Corso is one of the key people. His book, Day After Roswell, was pretty important. Graham Methuen, Salas, Robert Salas, who was a SAC-based commander when a UFO came down and shut down the missiles.
Are you starting
there are
dozens
of these people.
Are you starting to mop your brow with a kerchief right now as your eyes dart wildly around the room?
I'm just, my only thing I'm sweating now is the X conference, which is going to be a big event.
That's like your big Star Trek convention, right?
Do people like roll into town in a lot of outfits made out of aluminum foil?
No aluminum. This is an aluminum foil free conference, which people can find out about by going to x-conference.com.
I promise we'll plug your website. When's the last time you were on a date with a woman?
Oh man, you're being hard on me.
We're just trying to get some information.
I'm just trying to figure out if you know. Right now, listen. Here's the mental picture I
it's
have.
It's a legitimate
of you.
Question.
Do you watch The Simpsons?
Are you kidding? The number one show of all time.
Great.
Simpsons, number
great.
Two. Sorry,
here's,
number three.
Okay.
West Wing.
Okay. Here's
mm-hmm.
the guy that I have
second West Wing reference on the show.
Yeah. Here's the guy that I have pictured in my mind as mm-hmm. you. You know the guy that owns the comic book store?
yeah, I know him.
Okay, so
do you have a ponytail? Oh, really?
No, I'm actually a pretty cool guy. I could even hang with you guys. I swear to God, I'm as normal as you could get. Got a degree in physics and.
Well, then let's talk about when. Who was the last girl you were involved with? A humanoid.
Let's see. After Uma, wait a minute.
Has it been a long time, Steve?
Has there ever been? Yeah. Are you a virgin, sir?
No. I'm an activist, and we tend to be a little obsessive.
Have the aliens probed you?
No.
You've never been taken up in a spaceship?
I have a fully probeless lifestyle.
Do you believe that there are people that have been abducted?
Yes.
Wow. When's the last time, seriously, you were on a date with a girl? In a real date?
I think it was about 2 years ago. We went to space and Adam from Morgan.
Steve, wow. Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm ready to send this to the jury.
Yes.
I'm inviting you, both of you, Don and Mike,
yeah.
to come out to the X Conference April 16th.
Not a chance.
Come to the banquet. You be my guest.
Hold on, Steve. Hold on, just one second there.
Yeah.
You say come out to the X Conference. We're not involved in any kind of illicit drugs, are we?
No. This is holy. We got a banquet on Saturday night.
Are you sure? Because we love ecstasy. I mean, we love to score some ecstasy.
On your rally. Your entourage, and it could be an opportunity for me. You know what I'm saying?
We love to roll on X. Mom,
so you have a standing invitation to come to the X Conference and see for yourself just how real this is getting.
All right. Hey, I'll ask a trivia question for you, okay?
Mm-hmm, okay.
Does this name ring a bell? Roberta Chestnut.
Wow.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Mike?
No. Doesn't ring a bell?
Who's Roberta Chestnut? Lady, I did a UFO lady. I did a term paper on back in American University.
You did a term paper on UFOs?
Yes, I did.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
And is it possible the reason you did that is that you were an abductee but you don't know it yet?
Hold on, if I could answer. Is it possible that he did it because it was just an easy way to get through a class?
There you go.
And right up.
Bingo. There's the bell.
There you go.
I have a question, Steve.
Yeah.
In the movie Star Wars, where was the cantina located?
Very good.
Well, the cantina was on, was it Tatooine?
Tatooine.
Partial credit.
Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
The interesting thing is, though, you mentioned Star Wars. Most of the Generation X kids, right, when the government finally tells them that there are ETs here and that they pretty much look like the ones you've been seeing in all the ads for
the last 2 years, hey, Steve?
What?
The last 2 years, have you ever stopped just for a second to think what it would be like to be with a woman? I mean, not even to be intimate, just to, you know, go to the movies with a woman, with a girl that doesn't smell like guy.
Yeah, have a nice date.
Yeah, I occasionally have those. That's what I'm saying. Look, come to the conference.
All right.
Bring
hey,
your
all right. We will.
Okay. How's Spalding Gray doing?
I'm doing better than he is. Yeah.
Yes, you are.
All right. Stephen Bassett, everybody.
Yes, thanks a lot.
He's out there. He's available. Steve, what's your website, sir?
www.x-conference.com.
If you ever get that confirmation, will you call us right away?
Hey, absolutely. First to know.
Thank you.
Okay,
excellent.
Thank you. All right, get back to wiping your brow.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye, Steve. You know, that's he's dedicated.
That's why
he hasn't been near a woman.
We've heard everything we needed to hear. I believe we've not been with a woman. And
you haven't taken it to the jury, but I think you know that the jury's verdict is unanimous.
Do you know when that went tragic? Is when he said that he was over 50.
Yeah, 57.
57.
Yeah. Staring down 60.
57 and never been married and two years without a date. I think he's got other priorities.
And he had one moment that I'm sure will isolate where he had almost a hiccup in his voice.
Hello. Okay, you got it.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's your guy, and he's a local guy. We'd have to go far to find him. Kids, come on now. You felt the brunt of the FCC. It's time to make a statement. It's time to prove how much you love us. It's time to prove who drinks the most Kool-Aid for the Don and Mike Show.
There you go. We're looking for fan attics.
This is the City versus City Phone Booth Olympics, and here's how it works. Our regional coast-to-coast network includes these cities. D.C., Baltimore, Richmond, Sacramento, Worcester, Mass., Green Bay, Portland, Salt Lake City, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Norfolk, Virginia, Ocean City, Maryland, Kansas City, Greenville, North Carolina, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Johnstown, Pennsylvania, Superior, Wisconsin, Wausau, Wisconsin.
Wausau?
Yeah, baby.
W-A-U-S-A-U.
Right. 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we broadcast to all these cities.
And Wichita.
And Wichita. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Buzz. KFH-FM.
Reno.
And I'll say it. Sacramento.
Yeah.
So, here's the deal. You're listening to us in one of these cities. You want to be a captain? Here's what you do. Right now, during the break, go to a location in your city at a phone booth. You can make an outgoing phone call.
Good location. Probably.
And a location where everybody can find you.
Right.
And you call us at 877-365-3636. Mm-hmm. Oh, and incidentally, each of the captains from the cities, and I think we'll take four or five cities.
Okay.
All the captains get prizes.
Right.
For being the first people to show up.
Very good.
And then what we'll do is we'll let a break go and we'll see how many people show up and we go back to each city. And eventually, we'll find the city that loves us the most, the city that's able to get the most people together with absolutely no advance notice.
I'm looking for an upset today.
And this is great because this is the immediacy of radio.
Mm-hmm.
This is where David can beat Goliath.
Right.
This is where Green Bay can beat a big city like Baltimore.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's a good chance for you people in Iowa City.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa City can win this game.
Sure.
But you got to get a lot of people out there.
I want Wausau to win this game.
Get to a phone booth right now. You got to be one of the first six cities to get through at 877-365-3636. Pick your spot. Call us right now. Call us from the payphone or, you know, if you're in one of those areas where you can't make calls on like an outgoing payphone,
right.
You can use your cell phone. If you're stopped at one spot,
charge it up.
Where everybody can gather around you.
Yeah, we might have you on the line for a while.
Right. And then at the end, the winning city, not only does the captain get a prize, the winning city gets highlighted on the show and gets to scream, hey, FCC, eat one.
I think all payphones do outgoing calls. It's the incoming calls that you can't do. Because you can't do an outgoing call,
well, I mean, yeah, cell phone or payphone, doesn't matter.
Right.
And Buzz has a lucky number that he's not told us yet, and someone's going to win $500.
Between 1 and 50.
So come on. Who loves us the most? I'll tell you right now, I already see one city that's come in with a location. Is it a shock to anybody? It's WJFK.
Yeah.
It's Washington, D.C.
Right here in our backyard.
Our number one city.
I'd hope so.
Our number one city. We got to give them a head start because they called so early.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They did.
Kirk?
Yes.
Listen how fast this dude got on the phone.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Now, Kirk, you're from where in the D.C. area?
I'm in Reston, Virginia at the Reston Library.
The library. Is that over by Best Buy?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know where that is.
All right, you're at the Reston Library. Everybody in the D.C. area, in that area, get over to the Reston Library.
And where are you? Are you inside the library?
Yes.
Inside the library?
Yes.
You're inside.
It's a library.
Okay. Thank you, Kirk. Hold on a second.
Okay.
And please always remember, Reston is a planned community.
All man-made.
They meant for it to be all screwed up like that.
From the trees to the sea.
Now we've got, I'll tell you, we have coming late, and you don't get the early start here. We have Ocean City, Maryland checking in, and Green Bay, Wisconsin checking
in. Right.
So we've got D.C., and Green Bay and Ocean City. A couple of spots left.
Yeah, let's get out west, they'd say.
So come on, call us. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Hayden?
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier, when was that?
Or later, when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
The Don and Mike Show. Filling your radio with their intoxicating aroma. Don Geronimo and Michael Barra.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, baby. Hey, baby.
Good heaven. No.
Oh, come here. There, open your mouth.
Bacardi Limon.
That tastes good. We have an incredible turnout from our markets.
Excellent.
We have on one bank of telephone lines that serve America 12 lines, and right now, line 11 and 12 are broken. However, we have 10 different cities ready to play the phone booth Olympics.
Very good.
So let's dive into this, and here's how it'll work. You got to listen for your city and the location. And then it'll take us a while to get through these and meet these captains.
Sure.
Then we'll have to take a commercial break. But I promise it'll be exactly as long as the last one.
Very good.
And then we'll come back and find out who's where. And this is always the fun part, meeting our captains. And we'll start with Kirk.
Yes.
Who listens to us on WJFK FM, our home station. He's in Reston, Virginia at the Reston Library.
Yes, I'm here.
Now, I could sell this location. I know it's right by Best Buy. It's right by... was it a Staples or something like that? And
it's right by Best Buy. There's a Barnes & Noble there. It's right back to the Reston Town Center.
Right. Ah.
And
it's...
there's a construction site right next to the library.
And it's convenient to the police station.
Yes, it very is.
Boy, you know you're Reston. Well, you know, that's it's my wheelhouse, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Very close. No eye contact with people. Go in, buy my stuff, leave. Kirk,
yes.
has anybody showed up in the library yet?
Three people here so far.
Now, three people. Yeah, we were speculating on our listeners and the library and what the potential was there.
Yeah. That if you get a large group of people, and that's the way that you win the competition, by having the largest group, well, then imagine the fun when they yell, "Hey, FCC, eat one!"
In the middle of a public library.
Library. Crazy. All right, so, Kirk, once again, you're listening on WJFK, and where are you exactly?
I am at the Reston Library in Reston, Virginia, right by the Reston Town Center. The hospital's down the street from...
But where are you exactly, Kirk?
In the library.
Oh, I'm right at the front of the library. It's on Bonnentown Drive.
By the entrance.
All right, you got it.
Inside.
Thank you.
Inside.
Buzz.
I think he's there.
I'm sorry, Kirk was a challenge guy. His time was up. Let's go to Green Bay. Hey there, Green Bay. Here is your name Wendell?
Endel.
Endel. Oh, I thought Joe left the W off. Your name is Endel? Like you're the be-all, end-all?
It's a crazy name. It's my grandfather's name.
Endel. E-N-D-A-L. Yeah. Be-all, end-all. Endel from Green Bay. All right.
Endel from Green Bay.
All right, on WNFL, that's our station in Green Bay. And Endel, where are you?
I'm at Bellin Hospital at a stop sign. It's right by the patient visitor parking.
Let's get the name of that hospital again, Endel. What's the name of the hospital?
Bellin Hospital.
Bellin, spell it for
us. B-E-L-L-I-N.
This is almost as good as a library.
Hospital,
right.
Library.
You're asking
Next guy I'll be calling from the fire station.
Okay, so you're in a hospital in Green Bay.
Well, I'm at a stop sign.
At a stop sign. Is it a stop sign
near the hospital?
Yeah, it's like right next to the hospital.
Well, are you outside of the car or in the car?
I'm outside of the car, but okay. Right next to the stop sign.
Okay, and what are the street intersections that you're at?
Street intersections of Van Buren and Cass.
Beautiful. And that's it. I don't know much about Green Bay. What part of town is it in?
Just right in front of downtown Green Bay. It's pretty close to the downtown.
And it's Van Buren and Calf, like calf.
Calf, like a C in front of ass.
Cass, like Cass. Mama Cass.
Okay, Cass. Van Buren and Cass.
All right, thank you. Hold on a second.
He's at the Bowling Hospital on the corner of the Roman River.
We'll come back to him.
Now we need a church and a nursing home.
Let's go to Greg Buffalo on WBUF. Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing, my friend. Where are you at in Buffalo?
I'm at the Wendy's on Main Street across from UB South Campus.
Now, I want to say this guy may have figured out the key to winning this game. It's location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to us in Buffalo on 92.9, Greg, exactly where are you again?
I'm at Wendy's on Main Street across from UB South Campus.
That's the University of Buffalo South Campus.
Couldn't be more simple, right?
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. We'll come back to you. Hold on a second.
That's Greg in Buffalo.
That's easily done. Let's go to... All right, Mike, you knew they were going to be a player.
Yep.
Sacramento.
Who we got?
KHTK. We have loyal Donna Mike listener, David. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going, Donna Mike?
Going great. Dave, now come on. As always, I'm rooting for Sacramento to win this contest.
Me too.
Yeah.
So we need to know. We need to know, where are you located?
I'm on the corner of 3rd Street and E Street in Marysville in the Mervyn's parking lot.
In the Mervyn's parking lot.
There's like a Jiffy Lube and a Jim Boy's Taco right around here. It's right downtown Marysville.
You know what that is, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never had the privilege of being in the capital city, that's a travelogue right there of what Sacramento is like. Again,
a Mervyn's.
A Mervyn's and what else? The Taco...
Jim Boy's Tacos and Jiffy Lube.
Jim Boy's Tacos and Jiffy Lube.
You can do some shopping, get a nice taco, and get your car lubed at the same time.
And we're about 30 miles away from Sacramento,
how close are you,
get the signal real strong.
David, how close are you to the nail salon?
I don't know. I don't see the Asians in there working right now, but I'm sure they're there.
Okay, so you're not actually in Sacramento. You're in a suburb like in D.C. It's Reston, Virginia. So what is the city again you're in?
Marysville.
Marysville, and you're at where?
I'm at the Mervyn's parking lot. I'm in a red pickup truck, and I'll be blasting Kid Rock.
Good luck, David.
Okay. Hold on, that was Rob.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Rob just jumped in.
Let's go to... This would be a first time. I don't even know how it's possible that we're getting a call from Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Where are we on in Omaha, Nebraska?
Yes.
What station?
Is that me?
What station? Yes, what station?
Oh, I think I just tuned into the station today. I'm at gas station now.
You're at a gas station. What's your country of origin, my friend?
I'm from Nigeria.
Nigeria, Nigerian nightmare.
All right, now listen, I have to tell you, even with all of my in-depth research, Omaha, Nebraska is news to me that we're on in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. Let's make sure that you're not getting it like, because Omaha's like there with Iowa and
Iowa City.
Iowa City.
Okay, hold on. Let's make sure where you're listening. Hey, Joe, talk to Abu, please.
And good luck.
Get his information straight. Let's go to Salt Lake City. Here's a lad named Jeremy. Jeremy.
Hi.
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you for listening to the show.
I love that name.
Salt Lake City, the big 700, K-A-L-O. Call.
Not bad.
All right, my friend, where are you at in Salt Lake?
I am standing outside the 7-Eleven in Riverton on 126 South, just off of Redwood Road.
See, now people who live in Salt Lake would know what this guy's talking about,
right?
Right?
Say it again. Exactly. Slow it down, Jeremy. You're outside the 7-Eleven where?
In Riverton.
In Riverton?
Yep.
And what's the street address?
126 South.
And how will people know you? How will they spot you?
I'm standing by the Verizon wireless phone booth. I've got a phone in my hand, wearing a white shirt.
All right.
White hat.
Gotcha. Thank you. Hold on. We'll come back to you. Let's go to, we'll be there on Friday. Las Vegas checking in now. Las Vegas KSFM. Here is Doug. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. Doug, where are you in Las Vegas where people can come meet you?
Okay, I'm by the Skyline Theater, the Skyline
Casino. It's on Boulder Highway. Wait, on Merlane.
Hold on. Did you say the Skyline Theater?
No. Casino.
Casino.
All right. I heard theater too, though,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, what did you say? Why did you say theater?
I was nervous.
All right. So you're by the Skyline Casino?
Theater,
right. Mike. It's
on Merlane Drive. It's two blocks east of the Skyline Casino. I'm right where the tennis courts are.
It's two blocks away.
All that we're guessing
he is challenged.
All that we're guessing is the people in Las Vegas will know where this guy's talking about.
Okay, you got to start again because you're not right next to the casino, right?
One more time.
I'm two blocks from the Skyline Casino.
What's the corner street? What's the cross street?
Boulder Highway.
Boulder Highway.
And Merlane.
And
I'm two blocks up, right by the tennis courts, right in front. I'm standing right next to a motorhome.
Okay, I'm getting a beautiful picture.
Is it your motorhome? Is that your home?
No, it's somebody else's.
No, of course not, Mike. Do we have time? We have too many cities playing this game today.
Wow.
Let's see. Sherry, Baltimore, Live 105. Hey there, hon.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for listening. Sherry in Charm City. We do love Baltimore. Where are you?
We're at the Double T Diner on Rolling Road and Route 40.
Ah, come on. Everybody, even I know where that is. The Double D Diner in Baltimore, of course.
Cool.
Right on Route 40. I swear to God,
yes.
I've seen that place before.
Cool.
Good location. I think that's all you got to say. But Sherry, do a little bit more because I don't want to shortchange Baltimore here.
Why don't you want to?
She doesn't understand what you're wanting to do. What I'm saying is, go ahead. I understand where this is, but for those who may not be familiar with...
How will they recognize you, Sherry?
Oh, we're in a Chevy Malibu.
You're in a Chevy Malibu.
And are you actually in front of the diner?
Well, if you're looking at the diner, we're on the left-hand side.
Outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you in a car?
Yes.
In a car.
Chevy Malibu, Don.
Chevy Malibu. Okay. Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hold on a second. And now we do have a chance for a wild card city.
Wow.
Okay, we've got eight so far. That's if you count Omaha.
Well, no, and actually he's calling from Iowa.
Okay, so that's Iowa City.
And what we've done is, as it turns out, the signal goes from Iowa to Nebraska, but it's too far. The guy's like listening on a skip.
You're getting nobody. So we're eliminating that. That means we have a total of seven then.
And that means we have room for one more city.
Okay.
And that city could either be... a city in Canada,
uh-huh.
A city in Kansas,
uh-huh.
Or a city in Virginia. Should we let Canada play?
No.
Should we let Canada play?
Well, technically, we have a listener in Buffalo. I don't want to shortchange Canada, but technically...
Mike, no problem. Canada, take off.
I vote for Kansas.
Kansas?
Yes, Kansas.
You sure?
We haven't had Kansas represented yet, and they always play well.
Mm-hmm. All right, Josh.
Josh
from from Wichita?
Yes.
KFH FM and AM. Uh-huh. Josh, where are you?
I am at Seneca and McLean at a Phillips 66 gas station.
Wow.
Beautiful. Are you at a payphone or on a cell?
I'm at a payphone in a flower van.
All right, hold on a second. You know what
that is?
What the hell? Here's the only reason that I'm even wondering about this call from Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sean?
Yeah, Don.
Sean, are you at the Ponderosa? I know this is morbid, but are you at the Ponderosa where the serial killer did his thing?
Yes, you're correct.
The sniper?
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You know, because I saw on the screen, Richmond, Virginia, Ponderosa.
Yeah.
That's creepy. Creepy. That's where the Beltway sniper
is. This
was.
Is Sean?
Yeah,
yes,
Sean.
Sir.
Yeah, we'll let you play, Sean, listening to us in Richmond on WHAN. Sean, where is... Well, everybody in Richmond knows this is an infamous Ponderosa. Where is it located?
It is located off of Route 54 going into Ashland off of Interstate 95.
Mm-hmm.
Route 1 runs right along with 95.
All right. Beautiful. We got it. So, that's how many cities is that, Mike? Is that nine?
That would be nine, Don. We've got nine cities right now. You
all
want
right.
me to go down the list?
Here's the deal. I'll say hi to the people, then you can tell us where they are, okay? We'll start with Kirk, listening on WJFK. Hi, Kirk.
Hey, what's up?
All right, Mike, where's Kirk?
Kirk's representing Washington, D.C., WJFK. He is at the Reston Public Library.
Anything you need to say, Kirk?
Guys, show up.
Thank you, Kirk.
That'll do it. Passion. I'm glad I gave him the head start. Then we have Endel. in Green Bay, Wisconsin, WNFL. Endel.
Yep.
All right. Mike, where's Endel at?
Endel's at Bellin Hospital. He's at the corner of Van Buren Street and Mama Cass Street in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, representing WNFL. All
right, thank you. All right, hold on a second. We'll come back to you. Now I lost track. Which city is next, Mike?
Buffalo, I believe.
Buffalo, that's Greg?
That's Greg.
On WBUF. Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Dude, all right, Mike, where's Greg at?
Greg is at the Wendy's on Main Street across from the University of Buffalo South Campus.
Right on, 92.9 WBUF. Thanks. Hold on, Greg. Oh, and listen, all of our captains, I should have mentioned this, all of our captains today get the much sought after $50 gift certificate to Applebee's.
City!
You don't have to settle for fast food Applebee's Carside to go down the animal at your neighborhood Applebee's. All of our captains for all these cities have already won this stuff.
Cool.
Okay, so it was...
Greg in Buffalo. You want to go to David in...
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Dave, outside Sacramento, as I recall. David, how you doing, Dave?
Not too bad, man. I got three so far.
And Mike, Dave's location is?
David is in the suburb of Marysvale, and or Marysville, I should say. He's in the Mervis parking lot.
Of course he is.
At 3rd and E Street.
By a Jiffy Lube and by a taco place.
I got a bright neon, like, safety orange shirt on, too.
Yeah, like, work, well, that's what most people wear.
That's a uniform. Thank you. Hold on. Hold on a second. And then it's after Sacramento.
It's Jeremy in Salt Lake City.
Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Hi there, Jeremy. Mike, he's at, I remember this one, a 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah, Jeremy is outside the 7-Eleven in Riverton at 126th Street and South Street. Is that right?
That's it. Yep.
All right, very good.
All right, dude, you're on your own. Good luck. Then we have
Doug in Las Vegas.
Guy in Vegas, right. Hey, Doug.
Hey.
KSFN, where are you again?
I'm on Merlane Drive. Right across from the Skyline Casino.
Yes,
two blocks down.
That's Boulder Highway in Blaine, right?
Right, and right at the tennis court.
All right, thank you. Now I know we have Sherry in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Live 105. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Sherry is at the Double D Diner on Route 40 as she's in a Chevy Malibu.
Yeah, we got two, and I see another one coming.
Very
three
good,
now.
Sherry.
Right, okay, keep it up, honey. Keep it up, and then I think...
Josh in Wichita, Don.
Josh, oh, I almost forgot about him.
Josh is at the Seneca. He's at Seneca and McLean at the Phillips 66 gas station.
Hey, how's it going, Josh?
It's going pretty good. One guy showed up so far. I think somebody else might be pulling in right now.
And he's one of there our freshest ones next to our last guy who's at the infamous location.
Oh, yeah. Sean in Richmond at the Ponderosa where the sniper was. Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Anything else? I think we got the plug out for your site, right?
Yeah. No, for the site. Oh, yes.
Not your website. You're where you are, though.
Yes.
So you're feeling good about it?
No.
Okay, thanks. Hold
because
on.
Because we're AM.
I know, but listen, a lot of these stations are.
We've had AM winners before,
but
big time.
I said this when we were suspended. When I drove down to Daytona to go to NASCAR,
mm-hmm.
when I was coming back up, everybody tells me that station in Richmond's a POS.
Right.
Well, it's a POS like every other AM station is,
but it's got a good signal.
Yeah, I got it all the way driving through Richmond. There I mean, absolutely
so
every
indeed.
Step of the way through Richmond.
When you were listening to our rebroadcast and crying,
thinking those days are gone forever. Listen, don't forget the winning city gets to say, hey, FCC, eat one. And then we're going to get everybody to sing the official witch hunt song.
Right.
This one right here. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang.
What about a big bang?
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang. What about a big bang? That's our FCC witch hunt song. All of these cities, D.C., Green Bay, Baltimore, Buffalo, Sacramento, Wichita, Richmond, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City. Who loves us the most?
Yeah.
Who will have the most people show up? Will there even be 50 people? Because don't forget, Buzz's lucky number is between 1 and 50.
We'll see.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sparto, California. Hello.
Larry King, my question is for Joe Allen. Joe Allen, from where you're sitting now, does it look like Larry paints his bald spot the Don and Mike Show?
What?
What?
A very intelligent question, sir. I know Don and Mike, and of course, one of them fell out of the crib as a child, as I remember when they were in Washington. I think the other one pushed them. I think they know each other from childhood, but
funny,
I don't
Larry.
Know what he's talking about. But a very good question, sir. It shows that you're really keen on things, and I'm glad you waited an hour to ask it. I have no idea what he's talking about.
The Don and Mike Show.
I do East Coast Bob.
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
You bet we do. It's from EastCoastBob.com. He has that unique delivery. And all of his calls to Larry King and MSNBC are funny. And yeah,
they're fantastic.
He's great.
Yeah.
It's time now to find out who's for real and who's pretend.
We got nine cities on the dais here.
Who's the players here?
I'm going to try to do this like American Idol. Try to get maybe. Are you going to try to create the urgency of American Idol on our little radio program?
Where's I going to do? I'm going to go to some. I'm going to tell you right now that of the nine cities, I already know that there will be five that will not have enough people to continue.
Right. Wow.
There will be five that don't have enough to continue.
You are doing it like American Idol.
I know that.
Wow.
And I'm just.
And it's a very quick process because once you once we determine,
yeah,
we say adieu.
We do now. The captain would still get a prize.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But let's find out. I'm just totally guessing here.
Right.
Based on location, based on radio stations, and how many calls we get from these cities, I'd say probably to win this game, you're going to have Jesus, a minimum of 25 people, Don.
Right.
A minimum of 25 people.
Otherwise, we say bye, dog.
Now, remember, this is what's great about this, and I love the pressure of this for us and for our listeners,
yes,
is that what we're really doing is we're betting on the fact that people are listening to the show, and people are so into the show,
actively listening, that they're going to run out to a location.
Right. They'll drop whatever they're doing just to go to a payphone to be part of a bit where they probably won't even win anything.
And maybe win money.
Let's go to, I got on my list, the city with the worst odds of winning this,
uh-huh,
is Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to Sean in Richmond, Virginia, who's at the Ponderosa Steakhouse.
The, yes, Ponderosa, the Ponderosa where the Beltway sniper killed somebody. It was an awful spot.
Yeah.
Sean?
Yes.
How many people you got out there?
Believe it or not, I have two folks here.
See, I told you two.
Wow.
Nice. Listen, enjoy your Applebee's gift certificate.
Hey, thanks, guys. You guys are great.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks for listening. These two guys, at least.
Pardon me?
You want to say hi to these two guys?
No.
No.
No, certainly
no,
not.
We're disappointed, Sean. Thank you.
Hey.
But tell them like Simon Cowell would say it. Tell them that they're both really good looking, but they have no chance to ever be a star.
I'm sorry.
You're both are very good looking, but no chances of being a star.
You have no chance. You shouldn't be on the program.
Yeah. Terrible.
Okay. Goodbye. The next city that I think is going to be one of the four that we get rid of.
Okay.
Mm.
What do you think? They're all
Salt Lake.
Cities.
I think Salt Lake.
I think we're going to do well.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Jeremy, how many you got at your 7-Eleven in Salt Lake City?
At 30.
How many?
30.
All right. Did he say 30?
30, no. Just 3. 1, 2, 3.
3. Oh.
Three.
Am I really? Is the hearing getting worse?
No.
Mike.
The speaking is.
Mike?
I thought I heard 32.
Right. How does that? How do you turn 30 into the 3? All right, well, he has 3.
All right.
So, Jeremy, goodbye.
Yes, the one thing you lack is it.
Hold on. You are a member of the Temptations. Mm-hmm. You're just in the back row.
We have 3.
Okay, I think that the next city that could be on the bubble,
mm-hmm,
is Green Bay, because that's a hospital.
All right, Green Bay at Bellin Hospital at Van Buren and Cass.
Endel, how many you got?
We got 15 and 2 dogs.
15 and 2 dogs. I'll tell you, you're getting into the numbers where you might
want
to hold on to
Hold
something.
On a second, Endel. We might have to come back to you. Yeah, because I was going to say, here's one that...
15 is a good number. We've had them when we've had 100. We've had them when we've had 10.
Here's, mm-hmm, a crazy thought that went through my head. What if we threw away the guy in Salt Lake because he had 3?
And then we had 2 at every other location.
Winning city had like 5.
That's not going to happen,
okay,
though.
Okay, let's go to...
Buffalo?
How about... Buffalo? Okay.
Buffalo.
Greg?
Yeah.
Greg at the Wendy's in Buffalo. How many you got, Greg?
We got 13 right now.
13.
He's about on par with Green Bay. That, mm-hmm, means we don't throw him away yet.
Right.
Let's go to, and if you're in one of these cities, you're still in the running, not thrown away yet. Josh in Wichita. How many you got, Josh?
Hey, we got like 22 people here.
Okay, hold on. Hey.
22.
Hold on. Let's go to Vegas. Doug. Doug, how many you got?
I got 14. The rest are all still in the casinos.
All right, now 14
is good for our little AM signal out in Las Vegas.
14 is enough to keep you in that. You know, we might not get rid of 4 up here. Hold on a second, because I see Sacramento, Buffalo. Hold on. Oh, D.C. Right.
Reston, Virginia, in a library.
Mm.
Oh, they might get cut right here.
That's Kirk at the Reston Public Library.
Hey, Kirk.
Yes.
How many you got, my friend?
We have 27 people here.
27 people at the library.
Are our WJFK listeners the greatest?
They are.
Yes,
you're
not.
Always
hold on a second, Kirk. Yeah. How about Baltimore? How are they holding up? Hey, Sherry.
We have 17.
17 in Baltimore. All right, that's it. Let's stick with this group.
All right, did we go to David?
No,
in Marysville.
I forgot.
Marysville.
I believe it was one of those things. I meant to do it, but then I knew it was Sacramento, and subconsciously I didn't. Anyway, hey Dave, how many you got in Sacramento?
I got 9, man.
9. Bye-bye!
Sacramento is the city!
It's been so long! Does not make the cut. However, I do want to say for all of our listeners in Sacramento that I understand the guy was 30 miles outside of town.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Yeah.
But still...
So long!
And then there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many we got?
1,
4, 5, 6?
3, 4...
We got 6 left?
6.
Yeah.
Okay. Time to count down. So we only got rid of 3. We didn't get rid of 4.
Now we're going
to
do the second cut.
This is where we go individual, city by city, where each person has to step up and say hello, their name, and their number.
All right.
You got that? Let's start with Kirk, Reston, Virginia, WJFK. Hey, Kirk.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Here's what we need. You get your people together.
Okay.
One at a time. They come up to the telephone. They say their name and a number. Like number one, Don Geronimo.
And tell them to remember their number.
Number two, Mike O'Mara. Number three, Buzz Burbank. Are you ready?
Okay.
Do you think can you explain this to your troops?
Can you hang on?
You sure, Kirk?
Yeah, let me explain.
Okay.
Take your time, Kirk.
Maybe we'll start with someone else. Let's go to Endel in Green Bay. Hey, Endel.
Endel.
Okay, 26.
Endel, do you get the concept here that as you give the phone to people and they say their name, they have to keep track of where they are numerically?
Okay, yeah.
All right, ready?
Okay, can I tell them that, though?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to give the phone to all you guys, and then you have to keep track of where you are numerically as you say your name. So let's get in the line, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
It's a can-do.
Everybody's getting in the line.
It's a can-do guy from Green Bay.
Yeah, Endel's getting it done. He's a leader.
All right,
okay.
All right. Endel, we'll start with you, and the count starts. Go!
Okay, Endel, 1.
Jeff, 2. Dave, 3. Jason, 4. Dave, 5. Rick, 6. Rick, 7.
Okay, they're different guys.
Susan, 8, and I have 2 standard poodles with me, Eli and Eddie. Do they count?
No. No, dogs don't count, honey.
Don, 9.
Okay.
And Bobby, 10. Paul, 11.
Hope you guys are counting these. I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Jason, 12.
Patty, 13.
Thank you. These are real people.
Larry, 14.
Julie, 15.
This is the segment that keeps me going. The segment really keeps me going, I swear to God.
I understand that.
I love this.
Craig, 16.
These regular people just go to a phone booth to support our
17.
Show.
Oh, wait, what am I?
Somebody missed.
There were 2 16s.
Pete, 19.
Well, let's just keep. Now they're back on track.
They screw up.
They're back on track.
All right, buzz it.
10, 20.
20, okay.
Ben, 21.
Here we go, Green Bay, 21.
Kathy, 22.
Hi, Kathy. Kathy, 22.
Jim, 23.
Yeah, hey there.
Barbara, 24.
Sean, 26.
25.
No, 25.
John, sorry. Oh, John, 26 then.
You guys just keep counting, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that it?
Yep, that's
26,
it.
26, a total of 26 in Green Bay.
Oh, we got one more. One more.
Gotta hurry.
That was...
Okay, here it is. Rob.
Rob is number 27.
All right, now...
One more.
Hold on, no, your time is up. Buzz, do you concur on the count?
No, they actually skipped one. They have 26. They actually skipped a number.
All right, we're going to give them 26, but...
26.
If you're giving a prize away, that might screw things up. You know, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. You're giving a prize to the certain number, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, well, let's go with 26.
26 is the number. Let's go to... Sherry, Sherry in Baltimore, do you have more than 26?
No.
Then Baltimore is
bye-bye
out. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Greg in Buffalo. Greg, do you have more than 24?
Let me check. Hold on a second. How many we got?
I'll come back to you, for goodness sakes. Let's go to Josh in Wichita. Josh, do you have more than 24?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
We have 26.
That's the same number that we have in Green Bay.
Oh, really? I was saying the wrong
26
number.
26 is the name.
I'm sorry, Wichita's out. Doug in Las Vegas. Doug. Hey, Doug. Hey, dude.
He's at Boulder Highway in Malay. Doug, are you there?
Hey, Doug. Doug at the theater. How many you got?
I only got 18.
18, you're out.
Not enough today. Thank you.
Let's go back to Greg in Buffalo. Greg, do you have a count?
Yeah, we got 20.
20, I'm sorry.
Not good enough. And it comes down, like I said, David versus Goliath.
Did we get Salt Lake City yet, or are they out already?
They were out. They only had three.
All right.
Well, we got Reston, Virginia, Washington, D.C. left. Kirk?
Yeah, what's up? We have 31 people.
Now, Kirk, we're going to need one at a time, just like they did in Green Bay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, go, Kirk.
Okay, Kirk, number one.
Here we go.
Miriam, number two.
Eric, number three. Mike, four.
Right.
Greg, five.
Okay.
Matthew, six.
I guess I can. Let's kids count.
Jamie, seven.
Kids count on the Don and Mike show.
Jez, eight. Deborah, nine.
Hello, Deborah.
John, ten.
There you go. Hi, Johnny.
Dan, 11.
11.
Rich, 12.
Now, what if Green Bay's come in with
Jeff,
more, though?
13.
While we're doing this.
Allison, 14.
14.
Emily, 15.
15.
Alicia, 16.
It's a horse race.
Chad, 17.
Hello now, 17.
Nelson, 18.
And you like it.
Roy, 19.
Hemmer.
Lanier, 20.
18 and I like
Kessler,
it.
Kessler,
Tana, 21. 21. And?
Latana, number 22.
Okay,
that's a little shaky.
Gwen, 23.
Okay, we'll keep them going on the honesty thing. There's some point.
25.
25. Okay, I got a shot at that.
Bobo, 26.
All right, that's the tied Green Bay.
And?
Todd, 27.
Uh-huh.
Mike, 28.
Yeah.
Richard, 29.
Hi, Dick.
Adam, 30.
30.
Kim, 31.
Wow. And
this is Mike, 33.
33.
John, 34.
At a library.
Okay, we have some more people coming.
Okay, that's where we got to
stop you.
34.
That's where we got to stop you.
Now, I know that Green Bay probably had a few more people running up after we were doing that.
Now, Endel, do you have any last-minute entries?
Do we have any last-minute people? Who else showed up after
no,
the last
No, not prepared. Captain unprepared. Captain let you down, Green Bay.
Endel, thank you, and please thank everybody in Green Bay. We do have, and I'm not surprised at that, we have a winner, and that winner is...
Reston.
Washington, D.C.
Yes.
At Reston. The Reston Public Library.
Now, yes. Kirk, please tell your people that they've won.
You guys won. We've all won.
Yeah. Now, before we give somebody $500,
right?
Here's the first thing we'd like to get, the first thing we'd like you guys to do. As a group, say, "Hey FCC, eat one."
Okay, let me tell them.
Yes, yes, Kirk.
Yes. We gotta say, "Hey FCC."
Kirk moves at a slow speed.
Now he's a leader.
Okay, you guys ready?
We're ready, Kirk.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Very now, good. Kirk, if you could also get the group to do the FCC song. You know, ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla, bing-bang?
Yes.
Okay, if you could lead them in a singing of that, that would be fantastic, Kirk.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be a cappella. Let's see what happens.
Oh, crap.
A protest.
Oh, crap.
Okay, now everybody.
There we go.
Yeah.
I say that's a winner. Now, Kirk.
Yes.
Let's find out. How many people did he have?
He had a total of 33 or 34.
33.
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Buzz selected a number.
What's the number, Don?
The number is higher than the number of people that showed up.
Really?
So, Buzz.
Yes.
Yeah.
I make a suggestion.
Yeah.
That they could start renumbering.
Oh, shut up, Rob.
That would be easy.
That's like poker.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I'm sorry, Rob, but that is the.
Or well, we could have Buzz pick another number that's inside any number between 1 and 33.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people are my friends.
Buzz, now at random.
Okay. I've selected my number.
Okay.
All
All right, are you prepared to reveal the number,
Buzz? I am. Well, see, but now it's, you know what? Buzz shouldn't be involved with this. But hold on. Hey, guys out there, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on. Here's the easiest way.
What do you wish to do?
Let me call someone who I know is not listening to the show.
Who doesn't know the number.
Who has no way of understanding what's going on.
See, if they get it.
I'll call General Manager Alan Linewand.
Do you think that somehow if Buzz was to pick the number that it would, he would be telepathically communicating with somebody at Emreston?
Yes, he's heard the people.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. He's heard the
people. So maybe subconsciously he's got a hottie in mind.
Alan, it's Don. How you doing? From Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. Aren't you, it's tomorrow, Vegas. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
Way to stay up on things, Alan.
I know.
So how you liking today's show? See, I know you're not listening, and that's okay. I'm not going to bust your balls about that.
You know what? I'm sorry, guys. I have not listened.
I know you're not.
It's very important that you're not listening today, Alan.
So, Alan, now this is actually good. You're the general manager not listening to, listening to the show again. Even though we're trying to do the best job we can for you not listening. Alan, would you please pick a number between 1 and 33?
28.
Kirk,
yes.
Tell number 28. That's a winning.
Okay.
A winning number.
28. Who's number 28?
There you go.
Where's 28? Hold on, where's 28?
We don't have a controversy here.
Where's 28?
Hello?
Are you number 28?
Yes, I am.
My friend, you've just won
$500. Are you serious?
Pardon me?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
Where are you from, sir?
Reston, Virginia.
No, where are you from? You're not from Virginia. Where are you from, really?
Reston, Virginia.
No, what country were you born in?
United States.
Oh, the United
You're
States.
Kidding. I had to think about
How old
it.
Are you, son?
15.
Can we give the money to 15-year-old?
Sure we can.
All right. You've won You've won $500, 15-year-old.
Hey, Alan.
Yes, sir.
This guy showed up at a phone booth. See, we had to have someone who we knew was not listening to the show pick a number between 1 and 33. And I was positive there's not a chance you'd be listening.
And you're absolutely right. There's no chance I was listening.
I don't know who's stopping the show more now, the 15-year-old in Reston or Alan. It's a tie.
You know what? I'm sorry. You guys caught me in the middle of something.
All right,
Go
Alan.
Back
Here.
And do a good
Goodbye.
Radio.
Another perfect effort, Al.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Keep it real, my fearless leader. And let me just tell you one last thing, Alan. Morale is at an all-time high. We could have even not been here today. That dope thought we were in Las Vegas already. Anyway, hey, Beavis, congratulations. You won
$500.
Thanks. Buy something nice for your mother, will you?
Mm-hmm. He's showing you, and Don, you're familiar with that 15-year-old appreciation.
Right? Yeah, right.
Sure. I just have to ask, son, what are you going to do with the $500?
Are you going to buy Demi a nice gift? This is Ashton, right? This is Ashton Kushner?
Hey, let's put him on the spot.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What's your name, son?
Richard.
Richard, what are you going to do with the $500?
At first, I'm going to buy shoes.
Right?
And save it.
Hard shoes? And save it. What a responsible young man.
Save it. There you go.
There you go.
And son, I know you're young, and you're like a piece of clay.
Right.
Can I tell you where you could take some of that money?
Sure.
Really?
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Yeah, that's right. I urge you.
Yeah,
too.
Only before 9 o'clock.
All right, hey, thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Tell everybody, would you put Kirk, the captain, back on the phone?
No, sure.
Hold on.
Captain Kirk.
Radio.
Captain
Kirk.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Sometimes a simple one.
Anyway, it's Buzz. Hey, Captain Kirk?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, listen, congratulations. You won the Applebee's stuff, and thanks for listening to our show. Please tell everybody we said thank you.
Okay.
Please, and anyway, ask everybody, please say hello to Buzz.
Okay. Hey, everybody say hello to Buzz.
Yeah.
Hi, gang. Right. There's
the
favorite. There you go. There is your favorite Chia Pet.
Kirk out.
There he is. That's funny, Buzz. Kirk. Captain Kirk.
That was great. Was that a typical 15-year-old reaction, too?
Very. You just won $500.
All right.
Buzz?
Yeah.
What is your lead story? Hey, the best part of that is Alan not having a clue. Don and Mike, what are you doing?
I thought you were in
Las Vegas.
I'm right in the middle of something.
You're in the building? Please. Dummy, jerk face, idiot, moron. Buzz, your lead story today.
Today, going, gonorrhea, a new strain of clap is baffling doctors.
Whoa! Spotlight on Baltimore! Stay tuned
for news and comments.
News and comments coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, thanks to all of those cities. That was great, and that was very
professional, pal.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If I may,
yes.
I'd like to share a few off-the-cuff remarks about my favorite wireless company, Singular Wireless. Singular. Oh, excuse me, period.
Singular.
What about it?
Singular is my favorite, too. I love Singular because... I'm sorry, I can't do it anymore. Only Singular has rollover.
Let me just say, Oscar loves Mike. It'll make your day. Singular with a C. C-I-N-G-U-L-I-R. And you never pay roaming in long distance with a 1 or 2 year contract. Motorola V400, color screen, camera phone, $99.99 after a $100 mail-in rebate. Mike, do you love this phone?
I love it. It makes me cry. I love it.
Singular.com.
The John
and Mike Show. That man was acting. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Doing an adequate job. Don and Mike.
Bravo, Mike.
Thank you.
Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz brought to you by Vernax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctors have developed clinically tested Vernax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Vernax, 1-888, try VMAX. Cloudy tonight. Looking good for the weekend. Get your party off. 6:15. West Coast. That's 3:15.
Yeah.
Mountain time. No friggin' idea. Hi, Buzz.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to alarm anyone, but...
Oh, love to.
No.
Alarm.
A new strain of gonorrhea spreading quickly.
Oh, my God.
And this one cannot be treated with standard antibiotics.
16 past the hour in Hawaii.
Yeah, super.
That I do know, 6 hours behind us, right? Six behind...
Aloha.
Anyway, gonorrhea.
This new strain of clap is already sweeping
5 hours.
Much of Massachusetts.
Six, is it 5 or 6?
I think it's 5.
Is it 5?
I think it's 6. Pretty far over there.
Listen, guys, I'm listening about gonorrhea.
With the new gonorrhea sweeping through Massachusetts, can Baltimore be far behind? Medical specialists say they fear the bug will spread exponentially, with patients being prescribed drugs that will do them no good. Quoting one expert, it can be very hard to put the genie back in the bottle.
Yay!
Here it comes.
Scary. Here's all I know about gonorrhea.
Mm-hmm.
There's one place that gonorrhea doesn't come calling to.
Right.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You're damn right about that.
Not allowed. Scabies? Well, I don't know. Shingles? I don't know. But nothing bad.
No, nothing
no
at all.
No gonorrhea.
Nope.
At Mike's Look Around Cafe.
No, no, it's Mike.
Going. Okay. Gonorrhea!
Yeah.
At Mike's Look Around Cafe.
Stop it right now.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You bad kid. Don't give condoms to teenagers, they said. Teach them the joy of abstinence, they said. Well, they were wrong about the teaching abstinence part. A new government study says the kids who have pledged abstinence are getting sexually transmitted diseases at about the same rate as the honest, realistic kids who made no such pledge.
Good heaven, no.
Yes. All right, lady.
The study says the reason is simple. The kids who make the pledge don't keep the pledge. They are, after all, hormonally raging teenagers.
Sure they are.
The study followed 15,000 kids aged 12 to 18. 88% of the kids who made the pledge broke the well-intentioned promise they'd made to their parents and their churches.
Let me just say hi to my son. I don't know if you can even hear the radio station now. He's
right.
On his way back. He's coming home for spring break. He's 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And your story was about what?
Abstinence.
That's right. He's for that.
Oh, good.
I just want to say he's all for that.
Good for him.
He's all for that.
That's important to be for
it. He's told me that in private.
That's good.
He said, Dad, I'm all for that.
Really?
Yeah.
But there's also...
Doesn't mean he's doing it. He's just all for it.
Not. Yeah, he's all for it.
You could be in favor.
He's
without...
all for it. He says, I.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'm up for that.
Had a boy.
Also, however, bad news about sex education, which many liberals embrace. The teens surveyed also say they didn't use condoms because they hadn't paid attention in class.
Well, now, how much...
I don't believe that.
I don't either, but that's what they said.
How much of an instruction do you need to use a condom, even if you're a kid?
And the instruction's limited on how detailed it can be, much like this show.
Okay, I understand.
And then there's the beautiful, talented, crazy Angelina Jolie, who tends to go her own way.
Man, you know, that's okay. You know, really, anything she does really now, after that dress she wore at the Oscars, anything she does is okay with me.
Well, lately she says that path has led to a hotel room, frequently with a different guy.
You know, my son has told me that he does not even think of her in those ways that boys think of girls.
Really?
That's how committed Bart Source is
to abstinence.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I thought it was absinthe.
No.
He's committed to absinthe.
No, not the green booze that Buzz drinks.
Oh, you mean absinthe? You mean like not having sex?
Not having sex.
Oh no, he's been having sex since he was like 11. I'm serious. He's like 12. He's been having sex since he was 12.
Why don't you bring that in tomorrow, Buzz?
Tomorrow? You think it'd be a good day for that?
Yeah, you can bring it in about 4 o'clock.
Oh, we're flying tomorrow. God, we're flying to Las Vegas tomorrow.
Man, it's been like 20 days.
And
do you realize that? It's been 20 days.
20 sober days for my
wagon.
20 long days and 20 long nights.
This is, tomorrow night's what I was planning on, was just having a toddy or two.
Mm-hmm.
Or four. Absent.
Four.
You'll be flying.
Four. What are you, nuts?
The 28-year-old.
Okay, 400.
The 28-year-old actress says she then goes back to her own room after meeting up with some guy in a hotel room, and goes back to her own room to tuck in her adopted son. Quoting Angelina Jolie, "I went for 2 years with absolutely no man around. Then I decided to get closer to men who were already close friends. Meeting a man in a hotel room for a few hours and not seeing that man again for a few months is about what I can handle."
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany. Never forget.
All right.
I'm
curious how the German made his
way. Just a guy. Yeah. He's just a guy.
Just a random guy. Very good.
Continuing the quote, "I can feel like a woman and get close to a man, but it's not a relationship that interferes with my family." So just, meet some and meet
some. Let me tell you something about our own Buzz Burbank here. Buzz loves that story.
And I would say both of you guys share a love of Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, well, she's pretty.
She's
beautiful.
She's got those big, they almost look like the lips that you would get when you were a kid. Wax lips.
Yeah.
She got the wax lips. She got the whole, there's a whole BBF, the whole Billy Bob factor to consider with her.
She is beautiful.
You got me with
that. She's plenty dirty looking. She's dirty like Madonna and like Drew Barrymore.
She cleaned up nice.
She looks good at the Oscars, though.
Yeah. Like, she is nuts.
Yeah.
She's out of her mind.
You ever see the movie Gia?
Gia?
Yeah.
Gia? No, I've not seen Gia.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Gia.
Check it out.
Really. Hey, we're going.
You know what? Really, whenever.
We're going camping. Get the car. Where's your Gia?
No.
Where's your Gia?
GIA.
GIA. Uh-huh. No, I'm aware of the
With
film.
With all of your channel surfing, you've never stopped on Gia?
I never have.
Oh, you must.
Yeah, Buzz, you're familiar with the word?
Yeah. I once
one of the reasons
dated,
I love her.
I once dated a girl named Gia.
First name Carmen.
Don, you'd like it.
Gia? All right.
Yeah, you'd like it. Two reasons you'd like it.
Why? Okay, I'm sorry.
Has it been that long?
How long have we been doing this new radio show? 3 weeks?
Yeah, about that.
Two things. Okay, I got you.
Bon appetit. Here's a question to make everyone uncomfortable. If a 17-year-old female intentionally exposes her chest to a video camera, is that child pornography? A judge in Panama City, Florida, has ruled that, since there's no touching, it is not.
Of course it is.
No. Joe just wanted to buy the tape now.
It is. In Florida law, at least, touching is written into the law. And if that doesn't exist, then technically in Florida, it's not child pornography. Apparently with a 17-year-old. Now, I can't speak for younger kids.
But isn't it illegal?
And not if there's no touching, according to this judge. He was ruling in a case against the producers of those Girls Gone Wild videos in which girls, many of them under 18, expose themselves
take their tops off,
for the cameras at spring break and other such occasions.
Right.
The fact that a number of the girls were under 18 was a big part of the prosecutor's case. It was a factor in almost every criminal charge. And now a judge says flashing is not pornography, only touching is. The prosecution's also argued the producers knew the girls were underage, but the producers say that's not what they believe, judging from the girls' driver's licenses and ID cards.
So flashing is okay, touching is not.
That's what the judge is saying in the case of these 17-year-olds.
And as we found out earlier today, there's now another action group that's saying, let's take all smoking out of movies.
Right.
That, for instance, in certain G-rated movies, if people are smoking cigarettes, make them PG-rated. What was the other dumb one we had today? Besides, there were two. Really, hey Rob, what was the other dumb one besides the not smoking thing? What was the other dumb law that they had today? Come on, anybody remember?
I don't.
You mentioned steroids earlier. That was one.
Steroids, not in baseball.
No. Nope. That was one.
Nope. I'm going to have to go back to the
garbage. Go through the farm.
I think they ought to spend
less. Oh, yeah, the digital butt.
That's right, the cartoon.
That's right, the cartoon. That's right, the cartoon tonight on UBN where they took out a digital a buttock.
We're just a country trying to get its priorities in order.
Well, you know, they don't. It just strikes me we're sitting here being persecuted, yeah. And those guys that show the, you know, the high school
girls gone wild,
you know, get a free pass. I mean, what the hell is wrong with the country?
That's my whole point. That's okay.
And that is not. I'm a father of two daughters. Okay, that's not okay.
Right.
And I think that sucks. I really do. I'm 17 to 17. I always thought it's 18, mm-hmm. And then they let them have a free pass, but meanwhile, Mike, you know, put cigarettes in movies and, you know, come on.
17's legal in some states. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I know you don't want to hear this.
Marrying it.
Right? In Louisiana, like, 12 is legal. I mean, really.
Okay. You know what?
Remember, I just had a very long drive down 95. I went to all kinds of different cities.
Count those drinks for me in the airport.
Let me try to cheer you up. There are a number of encouraging things to report today about the crusade to control your entertainment choices. First, the man who started the witch hunt, FCC Chairman Michael Powell, now says he's... Oh, listen to what he has to say. He's now concerned that maybe lawmakers are taking the crusade too far. Powell says he's now afraid we're about to violate the Constitution's promise of free speech.
Wait a minute.
That is huge. That is big.
Hey, jerk face, where were you 3 weeks ago? Where were you a month ago, Powell?
And he says the overreaction we're seeing could actually hurt the cleanup effort itself. Committees of lawmakers in both the House and the Senate have okayed tough new penalties for so-called indecency. Quoting Powell, three strikes and you're out is an understandable idea, but when you think it through, it can be problematic. Also encouraging
color
today...
Color me non-believing.
I understand color your skepticism. Me, I think that's healthy to be skeptical.
Color me absolutely, 100% not believing.
Well, it doesn't mean anything.
It's a head fake
from this guy. He can come out and say that, and it doesn't mean anything.
Right, he's just one of five members of this witch hunt panel.
Right, I understand.
And if you go to FCC.gov, you'll see they have, it almost looks like a parody picture from National Lampoon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They have these five mm-hmm. FCC commissioners sitting right. Behind like a folding card table.
Yeah, let's see how it all plays out.
We should do that.
Don't count any chickens yet.
And Michael Powell,
but that's the latest.
If you're really feeling so bad, why don't you have a press conference to announce that since there are no rules, broadcasters can just continue to do what we're doing until you give us the rules.
No exactly. Rules, just right. Also encouraging today that the head of one of the broadcast companies being targeted finally spoke up against the new crackdown.
Which company?
Sumner Redstone, who heads Viacom alongside Mel Karmazin, tells Broadcast and Cable magazine that the indecency campaign is overblown. Quoting the aging Redstone, I don't know about you guys, but to me a woman's breast is not such a big deal. The FCC knows we're a victim, not a culprit. It was a complete shock to us when it occurred.
See, now he's talking about the Janet Jackson thing.
Right,
specifically. Which is different than the radio thing.
Uh-huh. Right.
So, you know.
But he's talking about the overreaction to that, which has led to the radio.
You want a prediction, gentlemen? You know what's going to happen?
What?
They are going to relax on things like the Janet Jackson and on movies and stuff like that. But you know who they're not going to relax on?
Us.
I know.
And what would be nice would be for someone from this company, if they really feel this way, if Viacom really feels this way, mm-hmm. and I've read... what I read today at InsideRadio.com, the station in Boston that Carrie Stern
right.
apparently has got on their website, it's WBCN, go to WBCN.com.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the Infinity stands behind Howard. We'll never take away Howard, because if they take away Howard, they'll take away your music.
Right.
Listen, we're fine with the direction with the show that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we can get ratings under any climate.
Right.
But as far as this company goes, it's really great that you guys are standing behind Howard Stern and supporting free speech.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too bad that you don't feel that way about everybody.
Yeah.
That you don't have that same mm-hmm. sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, confidence
right.
mm-hmm. in us.
In the book Animal Farm, George Orwell closed it out by saying, all are created equal, but some are more equal than others.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what.
We've lived with that for years.
Yep. I tell you what. Howard, it can still be Howard, and there can still be the double standard.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of all of this, when everything is done, just like I told you, that retard guy's going to win an American Idol tonight. Mm-hmm. He just waits. And this is something people here at this radio station don't understand. The changes that we've made in the show, which we're cool with, can we still do a funny show? Come on. Mm-hmm. Who hasn't laughed at the show today?
Exactly.
Right. Here's the point. We haven't had naked girls on, and we haven't talked about stuff that comes out of your bottom.
Right.
That's the only difference mm-hmm. between this show and the show that we used to do. I guarantee that our overall ratings go up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I guarantee it. Mm-hmm. Our overall ratings will go up because of the way that we're doing the show now.
Right.
And then watch them come around after that.
Yeah,
and you know what?
we're going to tell them to go to hell.
Yeah, because the ratings are going to go up. Then they're going to say, hey, listen, things are a little relaxed now, and things are kind of back to the way that they used to be. So, listen, we're not going to give you anything in writing like we do with Howard or anybody.
Right.
But why don't you go back to being dirty? No, you guys wanted it this way. This is the way we're doing it. And we love doing it like this.
Amen.
We love doing it like this because I got news for you. And, Howard, you should wise up to this. You're a funny dude. You used to be a really funny dude. I think you're still a funny dude. Don't just prove that you have to be who you are by doing this junk. Howard, come on, you're 50. You're not tired of seeing a girl? I mean, I'll be honest. I got sick of it about 10 years ago. I mean, we did it too.
But the final piece of somewhat encouraging news is...
you understand what I'm saying here? Because a lot of times I say things that are disjointed, and I realize later that I didn't get...
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
My sentiment across, and I know you guys do, want to make sure people listening to it don't just think this is another one of my idiotic, self-serving rants. We're fine doing the show the way we've been told. The problem here is that when Buzz says Viacom... is standing up and saying this is not correct, and when I see that Infinity is saying they back Howard Stern...
Well, you know what? You played it a long time ago, and really, we made the decision to do this show the way we're going to do it, and the fact is, nobody told us what to do. We made the decision.
Yeah.
We based it on the indecisiveness of many people that were in control of our careers. We decided to take control of our career, and that's what we're doing right now.
And when we had to go down to K Street for that fantastic meeting with Sidney Pollack and all those other lawyers, not once did anybody in there say, hey, we're behind you. You just keep doing the type of show that you're doing.
That didn't
and
happen.
We'll stand behind you.
And it won't. And there is a double standard. And you know what? We're fine with that, too. Because we realized, I think, more than any time in our entire careers, we realized there are only a couple of people that control our future. And we're in this room right
now. That
here.
Would
yeah.
be you and me.
And you just had to do it. And I feel comfortable with it. And when they weasel and smarm their way back here to say, hey, you know, why don't you do, you know, I think it's cool now. And that's exactly how it'll be presented to
us. But it'll be put to us like, it's cool if you do that. But, you know, publicly, we still have to say that we're against indecent.
Right. And incidentally, if something really bad was to slip out,
you're fired.
We'd still fire you.
Yeah, you're fired.
To hell with them.
Anyway, Buzz. So you know, it's hard for me to when you have a segment like that, you present a segment. This is something that's positive. I don't see positive in the situation. I see double standards, and I still see even beyond radio.
Mm-hmm.
I see all the stuff that's happening with people. And people, you got to do something. You got to do something. I don't know what you can do. We had people at a phone booth today. That's worthless in the big picture. You could write a letter. I think that's worthless in the big picture. I don't know what to tell you. I'm very disheartened by all of this government that I see coming down on us.
Well, and you know how we feel right now. It's not only the government. It's, you know, it's this company, too. And I think any company in broadcasting right now, I mean, no matter what they say and no matter what Michael Powell says, you know, people can start saying, oh, this is overblown right now. I don't trust it for one second.
No, me either.
Well, skepticism is healthy and wise,
me either.
Especially in a situation like this.
Especially because, listen, let's face it, the guys at Infinity, they no guys there that I would count on my side in any war.
You want to learn how to be a skeptic?
But the guys on the other companies are even worse.
You want to learn how to be a skeptic? Go away for 2 weeks and when your company's not paying you and discussing firing you.
Disheartened.
That'll turn you into a little bit of a skeptic.
Little disheartened.
And then, hey, welcome back.
Hey, how you guys?
How are you? How's everything going?
Hey, guys, go on. Be crazy now.
That's great.
Jerk faces. Dumb jerk faces.
What?
Go ahead, Buzz.
Do we need a break now?
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
I kind of saw the clock. And that's why I hesitated.
I thought we were going to have to
get the paddles.
No, we do need to break. No. No. See, Buzz,
I
got scared.
I'm ahead of you.
Buzz had a moment when he knew that I wanted to break.
Yeah.
We should. Buzz, what's next?
Well, the rest of the encouraging news about which you should be skeptical, and then what I think is really indecent.
Okay, well, now that's what I want to hear. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They love to get festive. Don and Mike.
Are we just having some fun here? Dennis Murphy was calling.
Yes.
He's not been on the show in a long time.
True. He's calling again.
No, I see the caller ID. It's not him.
It's not him?
Yeah. So anyway, he gets screened.
Uh-huh.
And it's up there on my computer screen saying Dennis Murphy.
Right.
So I said to Mike, when Mike came back in the studio, I said, hey,
There's a phone call for you, personal call. Now, I know that he thinks it's a setup.
Uh-huh.
But there's a chance.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
It has something to do with your restaurant.
Right, sure.
So Mike picks up the phone thinking it's Tom.
Uh-huh.
Says, hello. Now, keep in mind, I've already hung up on Dennis once and he's called back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put him back on hold. Mike plays it the right way. Says, hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Right.
Great to hear from you. Okay, hold on a second. He just hangs up on him.
Right. Big laugh.
So now...
Dennis calls back immediately.
Mike and I are sitting here looking at the telephone. I see the caller ID. It's him. Okay, here he is again.
Ah, he's back.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah.
Okay, so... So during the commercial, I pick up and I go, hey, Dennis. He goes, hey, John. I say, hey, what's happening? We haven't heard from you. Like, you normally call on the other phone line. He said, yeah, well, nobody's picking up the other line. I said, okay, hold on a second.
Yeah, hang up.
Hang up on him. It's a great fun. I just hung up on him again on the radio.
It's big fun. And yeah. Dennis, you know we love you.
So of course. Keep calling. We'll keep hanging up.
Absolutely.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the next piece of possibly encouraging news is in the fine print of the crackdown proposed by some senators yesterday. And this is kind of what Mike was talking about earlier about the exclusions.
Mm-hmm.
What's encouraging is what's not in the bill. The lawmakers decided not to go after pay TV channels like HBO, Showtime, and Cinemax, and channels like Playboy, Spice, and Hotnet. And although the bill gets really tough on radio and TV stations that air so-called indecent material, it's been so weighted down with other provisions it may never see the light of day. One of the provisions puts tighter limits on how many stations a company can own. And as long as that amendment's part of the bill, experts say the bill will never pass.
Mm-hmm. So hello, Dennis.
Hey, God, look, I'm thinking about coming out to Vegas on Friday.
Okay. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
See, here's the thing.
He gets his thought, and that's really what he wanted to get in.
And here's the thing with Dennis. I'm thinking about coming to Las Vegas. Here's what that means, translated.
He's already made his plans.
No, I disagree.
Oh, he's looking to get a free ride?
Ah,
bingo!
Now, Dennis, when you call back, tell us which it is.
Right.
Because I think you're looking to get a free ride. You've not made plans. Anyway, here's Buzz again.
I guess it's subjective, but this is what's indecent to me. Big, colorful pictures of aborted fetuses plastered onto the sides of big rig trucks as they lumber across the South. Abortion opponents are driving a dozen such trucks around Tallahassee, Florida. It's the same group that parades giant pictures of dead fetuses around churches.
Good heaven.
In places
no.
like Wichita, Kansas.
No, but that's not indecent. Hold on a second. Dennis?
It's on me.
Oh, you're flying yourself out?
Yeah, I found a $30 a night hotel and a
how many dollars a night?
$30.
$30 a night
right.
hotel.
Very good, Dennis.
All right, we'll see you Friday, Dan.
At Motel 6.
See you there.
See you there.
Okay, see you Friday.
Bye.
Bye,
Dennis.
Bye, Buzz.
Yes, Dennis.
Please continue.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
You know, the Motel 6 has a great casino.
Yeah, absolutely.
Play war, rock, paper, scissors.
Go fish.
The picture of the dead fetus is accompanied by the word choice, and we're worried about shock jocks.
Right. Yeah, I mean, really, drive down the street when you're seeing one of them, and I've done it many times with my kids in the car, when you see one of those posters, and deal with explaining what you're looking
explain
at.
Explain that to your young children.
What about me? I don't have young children now. My son is 19. I drive by, and how do I put this? I'm in the mood for love. When I see that.
Oh, God.
Mike, everybody has a different reaction to visual images. And I'm just saying that my visual image was, wow, what is that?
Oh, no. Oh, God.
And then, firstly, the problem is, see, you're thinking that it's something like sexual. First, I thought it's like calamari or something.
Yeah, I know.
I think I'm looking at a fried food on a truck, and it turns out.
You got to see it.
Somebody said, I say, look at that, boy. Don't you want to go to Red Lobster?
Right.
Stop it! No, it's not. It's not calamari. But in this country, it's okay to put that on the side of a truck.
Yes, it is.
Exactly. That's okay.
That's right. Miss Diana Ross is headed back to jail. She's been ordered back to Tucson to do some more time for her drunken driving charge. She spent a couple of days already in the Greenwich, Connecticut jail, but the judge in Arizona decided that doesn't count. That's because at no time did she spend more than 23 consecutive hours behind bars, and Arizona law says it has to be 24.
Man, that lady's been singing the blues for a long time.
The Tucson judge has ordered Ross to spend another 48 hours in one of their jails.
Stop.
Does she know where she's going to?
In sports, the heads of the NFL and Major League Baseball appear before a Senate committee today on steroids. An Arizona senator. No, the committee wasn't on steroids. That's what they were meeting about.
Let's just lump this into the DJs and the brass and everything else. All stuff that has definitely a pecking order in our society, but doesn't deserve to be in the top three like they are.
Yeah, Arizona Senator John McCain opened the hearing by saying baseball has a much more serious problem with steroids than football.
How about you, Johnny?
Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig blamed the players' union and said his sport cannot afford another strike. Finally, that's what he's worried about.
You know, again, not to emphasize the obvious here, but this is what our congressmen and senators are worried about.
The important issues of the day, Don.
If Barry Bonds is juicing up or not, if Barry Bonds would have hit 60 home runs as opposed to 70, not saying the sports fans is not important to them.
No, but it's right, the pecking order. But I mean, there are guys that are flying planes into buildings, for God's sakes. I mean, they're issues of the day.
Bonds just said there's a guy driving a truck around with a fetus on the
12
side.
12 of them.
12 of them, and that's okay. Nobody says jack about that.
Right.
But if Barry Bonds took some kind of steroid to let him hit an extra 10 home runs.
Time for the hearing.
You know what they would say? A former GM would say, that's the sexy issue.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's like, what's getting in? You don't really. Oh, God. Don't.
And that's what I said about the truck.
I'd bore everybody to death.
Well, this sexy
will,
issue.
This will cheer everyone up. And just in time. Finally, human waste is falling from the sky. A family in Chesterville, Ohio, says their home was peppered with fecal matter.
Peppered vodka.
The health department believed it came from an airplane. The sheriff, the health department, and the FAA were investigating, but the FAA says airplanes don't normally do that. And besides, the FAA says it has no way to investigate, especially since the house isn't under a flight path. Quoting one official, it was a swath about 75 feet wide by 100 feet long. It peppered the sidewalk, the house, the porch. It was too much to be geese, end quote.
Was Rosie up in a hot air balloon or something?
Rosie.
Quoting the lady of the house, it really frightens me in this day and age because of the terrorists. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's good.
That house.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode.
Yeah.
Good day to you, sir.
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 And you. Prepare my bath of vinegar.
I'll see you in the ballroom.
Be a dear.
So long.
Oh, all my very best.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.